This is Rover's Morning Glory. Rover.
You need a father figure.
Dougie.
I drink her toilet water.
Peter.
I had all my Bigfoot files.
Charlie.
I'm not here to please you guys.
And Jeffrey.
Oh my God!
Streaming on RoverRadio.com. Rover's Morning Glory starts now.
Tuesday, August 29th, 2017. Good morning. It's Rover's Morning Glory. I'm Rover. Dougie is here.
Good morning, sir.
Dieter is here.
Yo!
What the hell is that smell? Terrible smell out there in the hallway.
I accidentally farted. I was fixing something and you walked into my cloud.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I tooted.
Oh, you're sick. Something's going on with your stomach.
I mean, that's impossible.
It was an accident.
Who farted?
It was a fart. I was very busy this morning. Usually I take number two around 6:20-ish, and I wasn't able to do that this morning. So,
You're not kidding right now? I mean, if that's a fart...
It smells in the hallway?
Well, you actually took the opposite path I did. I started my fart where you're at right now, and then I walked that way. So you walked into the cloud, into the depths of it.
It's right. You're in the middle of it, dude.
No, you're in the middle of it right now. Rover, you are sitting in the middle of it. I was trying to fix your Adobe thing this morning, and that's when an anger fart came out. And it's just kind of sitting there. I'm sorry.
My God.
I don't smell it.
You're not in the path of totality. Yes, he is.
We're going to have to lock this studio down and not... not allow anyone in here.
No farters. Yes.
This is unbelievable.
I don't smell it.
You smell that, Dieter, when you walk
yes,
in?
Yes, but I just thought it was the hallway. Going past the fart box, there was a smell.
I did it when you were in there, so if you walk through it, then that's not mine. You were in the studio when I made the fart.
Yeah, but you were over there, and I left.
You left
so it was
and
still
came
by
back?
You. Yeah, and I came back in, and you walked out, and I go, oh.
Okay. Yeah, sorry. God. Just... slipped out.
You have a bad sense of smell.
Oh, I have the worst sense of smell.
You can't smell anything, but when somebody farts, for some reason you can pinpoint it. Anytime I fart, you stop the show and go, "Did you fart?" You have like a sixth sense for farts.
It's the only thing you can smell
yeah.
is just farts. Everything else just
goes
right past
it.
Garbage, skunks, anything else. Somebody's butt odor. You're tuned into
it. Dieter's farts are... these are not normal farts that we're discussing right now,
well, what
okay?
about this fart right here with Charlie?
Not normal.
You pinpointed that?
Not normal. There's...
But any fart. Dougie farts in the office, you walk in and go, "Did you fart?"
Well...
You should be on a game show for smelling farts.
What'd you eat?
Just old pizza. I just had old pizza. It wasn't anything special. Like a day old pizza.
Kind of a crusty fart.
Yeah, it's a little crusty, sure. I mean, I'm sorry, guys. Everybody farts. You guys, well, I've been around all of your guys' farts, and I'm sorry I didn't mean to do it. It wasn't an act of aggression.
Who cares?
All right, I have email to get to. You can give us a call, 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. That gets you through to the show. You can also text us at that number or tweet us. Just put at Rover Radio in your tweet. That comes into the studio in real time. But the best way is to just pick up the phone and give us a call, 866-967-6837. What were you fixing in here, Charlie?
Well, this morning, my keyboard first broke, and the space bar just gets stuck down. Just stays down. Every time I press it, just stays stuck down. So then I had to fix that. Snitzer went and found me a new keyboard. Thank you, Snitzer. And then your Adobe Premiere stuff won't update. Every time I want to open a new folder on it to like get to the today's folder, I have to close the whole thing out and reopen it. So just takes a minute.
Are you clicking refresh under media browser?
I don't know. I actually clicked out of the folder and reopened it from beginning, and it still wouldn't work.
You have to click refresh.
It changed for some reason, and it sucks. So now I'm closing it out. I don't know why it changed, because you didn't have to do that. A month ago, it just worked fine. Now it's a problem. I've never once clicked refresh on the thing.
Oh, it's always done that.
Well, it's always worked for me without doing it. So something changed, and I don't like it.
It's always done that from day one.
I've never had to click refresh once.
Let's see here. Let me read you some email here. What is that?
Belt.
Click belt.
Oh, click belt. Are you getting looser or tighter?
I was getting ready to sit down, and then so I had loosened, and then the phone started to ring, so I tightened because I decided I was going to stay standing.
Okay, all right.
It's a beautiful thing.
Heather writes, I used to have the show on replay on Roku after work and then watch the aftermath later on my laptop. Recently, only every other segment plays on Roku and there's a 15-minute pause between. Someone else mentioned some issue with Roku. Livestream, who does all of our streaming, changed something. I'm going to put this aside. I'm going to send this to them. I don't need them all, but...
No, there's a couple of issues.
They changed something. In fact, they emailed me, they go, we got a great fix, we rolled out a fix, we fixed all sorts of stuff, but it's not working for Roku for whatever reason. So, figure that out. I don't know what it's doing to Apple TV, if that has the same issue or not, but... Or it could have been Roku that updated something. I think they just did an update recently. I don't know. I'm getting so sick and tired of all these different platforms and this and that. One works, one breaks.
You keep doing all these things. Like, it's crazy. You have lofty goals, and you just do too much.
Well, I told B2 last night, I go, I'm not going to be involved in this this upgrade that we're doing of RMG Plus. I said, we just got to contract this out. I can't
Why
kill
even
myself.
Do that? Like, before you know it, I could see you, I'm going to redo the studio. I'm going to redo
Why
this,
even do? I can tell you all the reasons why. There's a reasons why. If you want to sit down for 10 minutes after the show, I'll tell you all the
it's
reasons
It's too much.
Why. But I don't just do it because...
It's too much work.
I don't just go, I feel like killing time here. There are issues that we need to address and fix. So just for fun.
To keep busy.
Yeah. You know me. I always want to dabble in this and that, stay busy.
You dabble.
Shane writes, on my way to work with my son, and after listening to this JLR specimen during the first 5 minutes of the show yesterday, now my son refuses to take his Adderall. Please shut this guy up.
Whatever.
Brian writes, yo, Rover, I hope this gets through to you because I understand how much of a germaphobe you and the crew are, especially when it comes to Jeffrey. Yesterday on the aftermath, it was revealed that Jeffrey's finger fungus has spread to another member of the show. What do you mean by that?
Oh, yesterday my pinky started flaring up. It's got very painful. I don't know if it's from hiking or whatever. Maybe I caught something from that chipmunk, or probably more likely I have the fungus finger on my pinky now.
Oh, my God. And now he's in here touching my keyboard and all that?
I won't touch your stuff from now on.
Let me see.
And Jeffrey's on my mic?
It doesn't. It actually It's not red. It's just painful to the touch, but it's in the same area where Jeffrey's was painful, like on the side of the nail. It's just puffy. And it doesn't look any different, though, but it's painful just to pinch.
We need a hazmat crew in here just to clean this whole studio.
Oh, my
Between
God.
His ass.
We've had, like, hazmat in there twice. Three times, literally.
A couple times, sure.
They might have to start doing the aftermath from that room.
Yeah, all three. I love that.
Just cram them in there.
Yeah, I'll sit in the hallway and watch if you do that. I would love that.
So you sit here with your feet up.
Yeah.
Sure, that would make sense. Whole studio, and then we sit in here. Okay.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. Ken writes, Rover, I think the majority of your audience disagrees with Jeffrey's movie reviews. As an example, Birth of the Dragon got 4 out of 5 skid marks and almost got 5 out of 5 skid marks if it weren't for the opening being slow, according to Jeffrey. Rotten Tomatoes gave it 21%.
Oh.
So which review does your audience agree with more? I think Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
You have a grown man that can't wipe his own ass, brush his own teeth, and shower regularly, giving your audience movie reviews. Well, so Jeffrey has very particular taste when it comes to movies.
But the audience score for that movie was 70%. So they kind of agree with Jeffrey.
Oh, on Rotten Tomatoes
yeah,
it was?
The popcorn box.
Oh. Well, then
so he's not
right.
That far off.
Yeah.
Josh writes, for the odds on the Mayweather fight, the betting odds for Mayweather were -700, which means if you bet $700, you win $100. Yeah, we got that, but that's not what the opening line was. It was -7,000 was the opening line, which means you'd have to bet $7,000 to win $100. That was the opening. That's why everyone then placed their bets on McGregor. Who's gonna, you know, in order to win $100, you have to put up $7,000? Who's gonna do that? No one.
Nobody.
So, what does everyone do? They bet for McGregor. Why do they do that? Why does a casino do that? Well, because they know that Mayweather's gonna win this fight. So how do you get everyone to bet? You give great odds to McGregor? Everyone bets? All those people, out their money. Billions of dollars for sports books. Paige writes, Rover, can we all take a minute to give Jeffrey a round of applause for finally figuring out how many days it is going to take you to get to Las Vegas? It might have taken him a month, and he still might not be accurate, but he finally solved the math problem. It went from 9 days. This is aboard We're Only Glory One. We started on the Friday leftovers aboard the bus about a month ago, asking Jeffrey if we can, if our driver can drive 450 miles a day, and Las Vegas is, I don't know, however,
2,000 miles
away. How many days will it take us to get there? He could not come up with the answer. He couldn't figure this out.
He could not.
I mean, we walked him through every step of this math problem, and he could not figure it out. Yeah, anyhow, yeah. It says that it went from 9 days to 2 days to finally 4. Granted, Charlie had to round it to an even 500 before he could finally get it, but it's been a long time coming, and he finally got it. Congratulations, Jeffrey.
Yeah, yesterday he kept saying 3 days it's going to take to get to Vegas, and then I've tried the math problem again, and he finally cracked it yesterday.
You know what I realized while we're out in Vegas? Somebody on the show is having a birthday.
Well, who?
Dun, dun, dun. 42?
That's right.
God, Rover's turning 42, and you'll be in Vegas during
that.
That'd
be crazy.
That's going to be awesome. So your birthday, I think, is the Thursday. And the festival's Friday, Saturday.
Ah, all right.
Have fun.
Forgot about that. That's what happens. The older you get.
You want to forget.
You forget about your birthdays.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal anymore, you know.
Yeah, but you used to.
In fact, I need to tell B2, don't get me anything. I don't need anything for my birthday. She's always going out. She's buying all these presents and stuff. And
she likes to do that.
Yeah, I know, but I don't need anything.
Just let people do that.
I have the big one coming, the big 4-0.
Do you really?
Yep.
That was a
January.
Hard one. January what?
29th.
That was a hard one for me, the 4-0.
It's like whatever. I don't care. Just another day.
You say that now until you turn 40.
Was that?
Was it weird for you? Well, that's kind of why I brought it up. I was going to ask you, was it a weird thing for you? Did you do anything on your 40th birthday? Did you have a party by any chance or anything?
I did, yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's weird. Yes. I wasn't invited.
Oh, yeah. Everybody was invited. Yeah.
I heard it was
awesome. Awesome.
All your closest friends and, you know, everybody in your life.
Yeah.
So, it's interesting.
Yeah. Dumb.
No wonder the party was so fun.
Well, why invite Tom? He probably would threaten to sue me or something after the party.
Wow. Wow.
Just judging by history.
No, beat you up.
That's both. That too.
Both. You have the whole list. Right. We'll keep going.
He has a good point. You're turning 42. Do you notice anything different about in the 40s, the early 40s?
No, not really. No.
Just a little? Like, do you think about the older...
What you think is, I'm halfway to death now.
Okay.
This is it.
That's what I'm talking about,
yeah.
Okay. Start thinking about that. Yeah. When you're in your 30s, you don't think like that?
Sure you do. You always think, but you think about it more now. I'm sure when I turn 50, I'm going to think about it even more. Mm. 50, I'm going to go, whoa.
Wait till you and B2 have a kid, and I'm sure Anthony's kids are older, but Dumb's got small kids. You think about it every single day. You think...
Every day you think about it?
She's a lunatic. She's brought this up numerous times. She thinks about death every single day now.
Because
I just put it out of my mind.
Yeah.
Well, no, but before, if you die, you die. Now when you have kids, it's like, oof.
No, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
You don't know where this feeling comes from. You can't understand it.
That's true. I mean, I didn't even use a seatbelt before I had kids. And now I can't even imagine not using a seatbelt.
They also have laws now. Cars make you wear it with that ding noise.
And his kids are older. Not that it's any better, but I can't put it into. You want to get it past that hump. Like, God forbid, if my mom died, I'm okay. I'm also in my 40s. You know, so you just pray that you get them to an age where they're okay.
Let's see here. Where was I? This woman wishes to remain anonymous. I need some sex advice. My husband will only have sex with me immediately after I get out of the shower. This is problematic for multiple reasons. Every time I want to have spontaneous sex, like after work, before bed, or right when we wake up, I'm denied and asked when the last time I showered was. I know what you're thinking. I must be gross. I've taken this as a hint. I shower every day, sometimes twice a day.
What?
I've tried all kinds of female soaps, extra strength deodorants. I flat out asked him, am I gross? I can't think of how I could have better personal hygiene. No matter how many different ways I try to improve my overall hygiene, nothing changes. Even just a couple of hours after showering, I'm denied. He always suggests that I shower or we shower together. I'm significantly younger than him and want sex often. It's getting really old, showering so many times a day. Having to re-dry my hair and reapply makeup and all that.
Oh, I would never.
It's also inconvenient that every time I get out of the shower, he jumps my bones. This is not doing wonders for my self-esteem. I've accused him of only wanting sex after I'm directly out of the shower, and he says I'm imagining it. Am I gross, or does he have a weird fetish?
She has a smelly vagina.
That's what I think, too. I think.
Are you kidding?
That's exactly what she has.
And then why doesn't he tell her that? Instead
it's
of
uncomfortable.
Making...
It's
embarrassed.
It's easier, because then if you can catch the smelly vagina right off the bat, then it's okay. But he let it slide for too long, however long now. And it's when you say it to her, you have a smelly vagina, she's going to go, I've had this for 6 months, a year maybe. Who knows? 2 years.
Maybe since they've met.
Since they've met. I mean, it could be forever.
So this is a roundabout way to tell her by saying, hey, you should shower before we do it. He's trying to be nice to say it. And if he's going south of the border,
yep.
You want to do it after a shower, usually. That's
well,
why
listen, I would say that she needs to. I'm not suggesting she cheat on her husband, but.
Is it a husband or boyfriend?
It's a husband.
Wait, are you sure about that? If it's a husband.
Yes, well, it says in the second sentence, my husband just, will only have sex with me.
Awesome. Right there. Then you are married and you need to be able to have the balls to tell your wife that your vagina is icky because maybe
not
it's a health issue. It's a health issue. You can't tell your
I don't think he has
wife?
A, her suggestion is, am I gross or does he have a weird fetish? There's no weird shower fetish.
No. Like,
I'm actually going to have to disagree.
I
get turned on the smell of a fresh shower.
Who doesn't? A fresh-smelling girl?
No, no, no.
That's a weird fetish.
No,
every
no, the it could be a guy in a shower.
Oh,
it's something about...
Whoa,
no, no, no. It's
today.
Not even seeing the guy.
Whoa.
It's not...
Just the smelling of the guy.
No, yeah, no. Wow. The something about the shampoo smell in the air. I don't know if it was... Now's where I'll be a weirdo is... I used to, like, peep on my stepmom when I was a little boy. Because I was a creepy... I was a horny little kid, man. I was always peeping on her when I was little. And I think that's where that little fetish came from. So I think it's not like a fetish, I guess, because I don't like...
You associated the smell of shower with sex.
With naked ladies.
Yeah, uh-huh.
So I can understand that. Maybe that's his thing. He really likes... I just talked to my girlfriend about this the other day. Is it weird that that smell turns me on?
But do you only have sex with her if she has just showered?
No.
Okay.
No, I'll take it when I can get it. Kidding me?
So
this guy is only after it has to be a shower first.
That means that she. Here's what I would do. I don't suggest cheating on your husband. However, I do suggest that you get a second opinion.
From who? What do you mean?
I don't know where this woman lives, what city she lives in, if it's here, if it's one of our affiliate markets, but. What I would suggest is if she lives here or if she lives somewhere where we're going to be aboard Rolling Glory 1, come on board the bus. Ugh. Now, I'm being dead serious here, but don't have it right after a shower. Have it about 4 hours after you've showered, okay? Or half a day even. We will give you a sniff test. You know, we'll take her into the back of the bus. Lay her down, and, you know, we can have a parade of noses. And we'll tell her. We'll be honest with her. Does this stink? You know,
we have no dog in the fight.
That's right. Mm-mm. We can tell that to someone. Because that's the only explanation I can see, right? I mean...
No,
that's exactly what I think. But he just doesn't want to say it. He just doesn't want to bring it up.
But
so it's easier to say, take a shower... Or, you know, only be turned on after she showers because the smell's gone.
I would go to my gynecologist, and I would have my gynecologist smell it and say, is this bad?
Well, she should be going for checkups.
You have a bunch of guys on a radio show. Come on.
Yes, we're going to be more honest.
Right. Yes, we are.
I trust my doctor more than you guys. Just
and gynecologists see nasty, smelly vaginas all day long.
Yeah, but that's
we
who's going
to...
His rating therefore. Might be off. His his barometer for smelly vaginas could be way different than ours.
And that's exactly
do
right.
they wear mask douche when
no.
they're right
just,
down there?
Yeah, I just was there at my gynecologist, and she did not wear a mask.
Wow.
You'd think they would, right?
Yeah, all day you're seeing some nasty vag.
And she was all like... Oh, I have the best doctor. She's all in there, like, looking and stuff. Don't roll your eyes.
I mean, even her dentist wears
so
a mask.
You'd be able to smell, you know, if your knees are in stirrups, so they're right there.
So I'm saying, Dennis wears a mask. He's looking in your mouth hole.
Dennis, I was just there as well. He did have a mask.
Right, but then that doesn't. That's strange.
So, to this woman, that's what I would recommend. I think
that's wrong.
All right, all of us versus you. You're right.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, you're asking for a guy's opinion on this. Don't listen to Doogie. All right, we do have the shizzy, the news coming up in just a moment. What do you have on the way?
We talked about the Hurricane Harvey yesterday and how bad the water is. Well, now not only is the water rising, what's floating and swimming in the water. Wait to hear this story. I'll have it for you next.
All right, and maybe keep line one on dumb, and we'll be right back after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
get into it?
Doogie hasn't been laid in 5 years, despite being surrounded by giant d**ks every morning.
Bite me.
Welcome back to Rover's Morning Glory.
The shizzy is coming up in a moment. What do you have on the way, Doogie?
Joel Osteen, you know the mega church that's located down in Houston?
Yeah.
He's under fire for what he's doing. And it's only getting worse with this Hurricane Harvey. Oh my gosh. I feel so bad for the people down there. I'll give you the latest next.
All right, we'll get to that in just a moment. Ben, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, Rover.
Hey, man.
So before the break, you went into a conversation about women and possible smells coming from their vagina. Normally, I don't agree with Doogie, and no offense, Doogie, but in this case, she's 100% correct. Actually, if you think, bear with me for a second, if you think of a woman's vagina like a pool, okay, a pool has a certain pH for it to be, you know, safe enough to swim in, you're not going to get any diseases, whatnot, blah, blah, blah. If you don't have the right pH, it can get algae. It can then turn different colors. Well, essentially, a woman's vagina is the same way. If her pH is off, it can then cause bacterial infections, which can then make her vagina smell.
I've heard of this.
I actually had this.
Yeah, but pH balance. Why do you agree with Doogie? What does that have?
It might be something
Doogie?
Medically. Talk to the
woman. I'm not saying it's not. Of course it could be medical.
Yeah. What are you talking about, Doogie? We said we don't know what the cause is, but the fact of the matter is this woman must stink. This is the woman who emailed in. She said that her husband refuses to have sex with her unless it's immediately after the shower. 2 hours later, nope, won't do it.
Okay, I can agree with that, but and per my wife, I won't name any names, but I had that same instant when she would come into the room or use the restroom. When she would come out, I could smell her from my bedroom.
Oh.
You know, yeah, that's. But I mean, sometimes they don't even know. It could just be a pH balance, and like she goes to the doctor, gets antibiotics, and it fixes the.
So
pH
wait a sec. So you would just smell her. I mean, in the bedroom, yeah. She's in the bathroom. You would, if she came in, you would smell her, and
smell like what?
I mean, it's hard to explain what it would smell like, but I mean, it was a certain smell that you know you could definitely tell it was coming from the bathroom, and more likely from her.
And she didn't realize it.
I mean, I'm sure she probably did, but some. I mean, honestly, I didn't know that women had a pH to their vagina. I mean, it's 3.8 to 4.5 is the acidic level of what a vagina is supposed to be like.
This guy's like an expert now.
Yeah.
You know what? Hey, go Google it. I swear to God, it's right there. I'm actually a nursing student. I understand what's going on in the body, and there are certain bacteria that can grow inside the vagina that will make it stink.
So he's like the coochie chemist. This guy's really got a...
Do you check, go that way.
Do you check her vagina pH levels
it's
regularly?
A pool kit. He has like that little, those little beaker thing.
Yeah.
I just have to do that.
Yeah, a little couple of drops in there to make sure it's, and then you shake it up, make sure it's what color it's turning. Right. Now,
but it is kind of his job to let her know. Like, I mean, I'm sorry, I don't pull any punches with my wife. If there's something going on, I'd be like, hey, girl, you need to get this checked out. You need to go do this or whatever, you know. But
how long did it take you to bring this up to your wife?
I mean, don't get me wrong. I was a little bit like, I don't know what the word I want to use is, but it was a little cautious with trying to bring it up because you don't want to embarrass them. You don't want to make them feel gross. I mean, it's one of those things where you kind of bring it up in a more, you know, easy kind of way or, you know, try to be nice about it. Be like, hey, you know, I happen to notice that there's, you know, a smell.
There's no easy way to bring that up. Hey, you stink downstairs. I mean,
the same thing as if, I mean, even guys, if a guy is not circumcised and he doesn't clean his end, the end of his penis, he ends up, you know, it stinks. I mean, it's just, it's a matter of cleanliness. It's a matter of taking care of your...
All right.
Your,
so this woman who says her husband won't go at it with her, maybe her pH balance is off. So either go to the doctor or ask your pool guy to take a look at it. All right, Ben, thank you.
I once dated a girl that just started smelling out of nowhere. Just we were together, everything was fine. Then one day it smelled bad, And I had to go buy her a douche and then watch her use it to make sure she was using it correctly.
Oh, so you stood over her and just watched?
To make sure, because I thought she might go in the bathroom and just kind of fake it. So I stood there and I watched to make sure.
I heard that that's not the right thing to do.
It probably wasn't, but I was.
Douching. Like it,
I was young.
My mom used to always say, when she'd see commercials, I'd hear her go, oh, yeah, then you screw up your whole pH balance. Just that's like this guy's
exactly,
talking about.
Right. Now, there was a guy that was on line three, but he hung up once he heard this other guy talking. What did that guy say? He said that he had the same issue?
I kept checking in with him. I think he went over a click to the another line or something. But he was saying that it was really hard for him. His wife had this same problem. And he really had a hard time broaching the subject with her. It would really make her very embarrassed and hurt. Like he was making fun of her.
He said,
I don't know if it was the way he was doing it or whatever. They ended up divorced. He claims it wasn't because of that. She was able to eventually get it fixed.
Mm-hmm.
But he said it was very hard to talk to her about it.
That can't be it. The guy, if a husband would say that, no.
Women are sensitive about that.
And men are too. Men are like, I don't want to bring that up. You know, it's like if your wife or girlfriend is getting fat, you don't want to go, wow, a lot of cottage cheese on your ass there. Ugh. That's a sensitive subject that no one really wants to bring up. And a guy will think, maybe it'll clear up. I don't have one of those. Maybe this is normal. I don't want to say something about, you know, but something's going on there. There's no doubt about it. This woman who emailed. Doogie, are you ready for the shizzy?
Yes.
Here we go.
Hear the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Before we get into this Hurricane Harvey story, today's date is Tuesday, August 29th, 2017. What happened 12 years ago today? 2005.
August 29th, 2005?
It's unbelievable.
Was that Katrina?
Yes.
Ah.
Can you believe that?
Wow.
I saw that and I'm like, oh my God, because remember, the hurricane hit. That wasn't the story.
That must be why we have hurricane season, I suppose.
Well, that wasn't the story. Was this day in history, the hitting, sure, but it was the aftermath. Mm-hmm. It was after the hurricane had hit what went down.
I was just thinking about Hurricane Katrina because I was driving home last night and I heard the mayor of Houston on CNN or one of the things. I listen to the news networks on satellite radio when I'm driving around sometimes. So CNN and MSNBC and Fox News. And this guy was on one of them, and he was defending his position not to evacuate the city of Houston. Now, maybe that's the right decision. I don't know. He was giving reasons of why. But it made me think of that Ray Nagin. Do you remember that guy?
Yes.
That knucklehead that was...
Kendall.
Well,
I thought it was money.
I don't know anything. I don't know about that, but all I know is that he botched the Hurricane Katrina thing. They did not do a good job handling that whatsoever. So this guy in Houston should take a look at what they did for Katrina and do the opposite of what this Ray Nagin guy did, because he was, I just remember at the time, widely panned, and I remember thinking, that guy's an idiot. But
isn't he in jail?
Yeah.
Didn't he go to jail? He is, right?
Yeah.
Was it money? I forget. He was a bad egg.
Yeah, bribery. Yeah.
Yeah.
10 years.
And 10 years for bribery?
Yeah. Ten years in federal prison.
What was...
21 charges of wire fraud, bribery, money laundering.
What was he
after
doing?
After the hurricane.
Ah, so he looked at this. This was a big money grab. So the hurricane hits, and he then...
Donations.
Probably not donations.
It says bribes from city contractors before and after the hurricane.
Wow.
I knew there was some scandal with his name. I was
10 years. I mean, that must have been some serious... wonder how much he tried to get or did get.
Well, we're not done talking about the hurricane because even though it's been downgraded to a tropical storm, it's going to spin off the Texas coast today. And then that's still going to bring more rain, and that's going to have rain in the regions of Texas and Louisiana. But once it gets into the water, I can't believe this, they expect it to make a final landfall to come back and hit again.
Oh, man. So what?
So, I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, keeps coming back.
It's not going to go out into the ocean. It's going to gather some strength, and then it's going to hit a little bit again. So now we have state of emergencies declared. Of course, Texas, Louisiana is now in this. So they can't get a break. They need help beyond. They're cold. They're wet. They don't have cots. They don't have water. They don't have food. And I keep seeing all these people saying we don't have stuff, but then you see the spin of it. Where, oh, everything's going great. Like, they're really handling this well. So which is it? You know?
It's not handling it well.
They're saying if you have anything that floats. I just saw in the office during the break that people were using blow-up beds. And they were floating down, which is a brilliant. That's pretty smart. I think everyone has one blow-up bed. You
know? I got a blow-up doll. Just float on that.
You could do that.
They're cheaper.
You could do that.
See you just on CNN floating by on a...
Hey, hold on to the Hooters as it's going down.
Meanwhile, Joel Osteen, who is the senior pastor of Lakewood Church in Houston, he's getting under a lot of heat because he wouldn't open up his church for shelter. Didn't want to get his church dirty.
Oh, is that true, douche?
Well, the church is open now. I mean, put the people in there.
Well,
he was briefly trending yesterday because he wasn't opening up his doors to help.
She's kind of getting a little bit wrong.
You have a video of a guy going out front because I guess Joel said it was flooded.
Well, let me give you the whole rundown here because Doogie's not doing this story justice.
I don't like this guy.
So, Joel Osteen sent out a tweet and he's like, hey, just pray for everyone because they're down in Houston, this mega church of his that has 18,000 people with this. They have an arena that they do their services in. That's how big this thing is. Like a basketball arena, like an NBA arena.
Yeah.
There's a picture of it on RMG TV. It's
packed
massive.
Every weekend.
He sent out a tweet that said, hey, pray. Our thoughts and prayers are with everyone affected by this. And then people started tweeting, hey, you are a church. Why don't you open up this gigantic-ass arena that you have and let some of the people come in who are displaced, who need shelter? And he didn't reply. And then finally they did, but they replied with a tweet or a message on Facebook or something that I think Anthony showed on RMG TV that said that due to severe flooding, we're going to be closed. The church is inaccessible due to the severe flooding. Please see the list below for safe shelters around our city. They were like, yeah, we don't want all these people. Who knows where these people can have lice, the guy who runs this church is worth $50 million. He can't have just any old riffraff coming in off the street, coming to our pristine arena. And so then they really started getting even more heat, and this guy goes down there.
This reporter goes down there to show, is it flooded?
And he took video.
Sean Salisbury here, and I live in Houston, and I'm outside of Joel Osteen's Lakewood Church, and I know people are wondering, where's Joel Osteen in Houston when we're going through epic floods and people have nowhere to go? They say it's flooded here. Well, maybe in the basement, but not here. You know how many thousands of kids and families, even if they can't get here, at least offer it. At least show you care. The millions and millions of dollars made and the people who come worship you every single Sunday. Every single Sunday. And I'm a fan of Joel Osteen, and I'm a God-fearing man. But there is ways to get here, and people right around here are suffering. I got here. I drove my truck here. There's kids out there who need shelter, and wouldn't it be nice if a man we worship would just show his face and tell us he cares?
I don't think that's a reporter. I think that's just some dude, Charlie.
In a truck.
Yeah.
That's pulled over.
Well, he has issued a statement. Osteen said, we have never closed our doors. We will continue to be a distribution center to those in need. We are prepared to house people once shelters reach capacity.
Oh, they're over capacity now.
The
capacity of the one is 5,000, and they're at 10,000 now. So.
And these shelters are saying, we will not turn people away.
Yeah, they've changed this church, this Osteen's church has said, so they're opening up now. I saw them putting blow up beds in there or whatever. Somehow the workers got there, even though it was just completely inaccessible. Wow. There they are putting blow up beds on with little donation buckets, offering plates right next to the blow up beds.
And President Trump will travel to Texas today in response to record flooding from this storm. They say that they're coordinating logistics with state and local officials. And once the details are finalized, they're going to let people know. And I had brought this up yesterday, but no one really talked about it. I said, why do this? Like, I do this now. Aren't you going to be a nuisance or kind of cause problems? You can't get anywhere. So I believe he's just going to do it through air. The roads are impassable. So the last thing you need to do is take the attention away from rescuing people and trying to get the safety of the president.
I remember Obama flew over, I don't remember what it was. He flew over Marine One, or
Katrina?
It wasn't Katrina. We had a different president, if you remember
Sandy?
That.
Yeah, 2005, Obama was even in office.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Right. You're doing a heck of a job, Brownie. You don't remember any of this stuff?
I don't.
What president it was at the time? But
no.
Anyhow, maybe it was Superstorm Sandy. I don't know, but he flew over something in Marine One or Air Force One or something. And everyone was complaining that, he's just flying over. I don't know, unless Trump does something ridiculous today, which you never rule that out.
Hurricane Sandy.
But, there's what are you going to, it's not like, so he's going to fly over, he's going to survey the damage, fine. And maybe they'll get on the ground. If that works, that works. I don't know, but, and you were criticizing Trump yesterday for not going, or no, you were either too soon or too late. I don't know. But
I said it again, too soon. Like, let people rescue. There are people caught in floods.
No, but then if he didn't go, people would say, he doesn't care about us. So
right, he has to go down there, bring attention to it.
I think they're getting plenty of attention. I don't think he needs to bring attention to it, but
it's a
moral kind of thing, I believe. So
they're calling this a thousand-year storm. Like a storm that comes once in a thousand years.
I've heard that
years.
Phrase before, though. Like I've heard
when?
A thousand. Oh, come on! They've. I don't know. Maybe Superstorm Sandy. This is a thousand years storm. Really?
I've only heard that in movies, though. I don't remember
what movie.
I think The Perfect Storm.
And that was based on real events.
Oh, that's
that
right.
Storm
bad
was
example,
like in 1980.
Really bad
whatever.
Example. Okay.
So they always it's a thousand. Really? I'm not even 42 yet. I turned 42 in a month. But I've lived through 10 of these thousand-year storms.
Maybe they only called it a thousand-year storm for the movie and not in real life. You know, they weren't actually calling it that. But this is the Army Corps of Engineers that are saying that.
I think I mentioned it before. My sister lives in the Houston area,
mm-hmm.
and I was worried because I didn't hear for her for like yesterday. I didn't hear until late in the day, and I was like really, really worried. Her husband works for the city. I finally got in contact with her. And her husband works for the city. He's there helping, and I'm not sure in what capacity. And her and my nephew, and I asked, is your house flooded? What's going on? And she goes, well, no, not right now, thank God. But I guess it's still raining. It's just constantly raining. And then what Doogie just said, if it turns around, it hits again. Because she's like along the coast. She's like right south of Houston,
mm-hmm.
which is like
screwed.
More toward the water.
Screwed. They can't take any more rain, and it's not letting up. Because these levees are trying to hold it is bad. It's really bad.
Do we have to have a graphic made that shows Snitzer's family tree? Am I the only one who's like, sister? Have we heard about this?
I actually cried about it the other day. That was,
you did.
It's my sister.
We have talked about this.
I don't know. It's just so confusing. Like, does he have a weird family tree or not?
Well, yeah, because he has a stepdad, and then he had a stepmom.
Yeah, was
right?
this a real sister or a half-sister?
Oh, you didn't have a stepmom. Stepdad?
She's a real person, yes.
Your stepdad
we had the same mother.
Your stepdad had a girlfriend, right?
Yes.
Yeah, but she's not my stepmother.
Yes.
Okay, but it was like a long-term girlfriend, right?
Yeah, but I still had mom. I would never call her my stepmom. They weren't married.
Your younger sister or older sister?
I'm the oldest. She's my younger sister. Yeah.
All right.
You have the same mom or same dad?
Same
mom.
Same mother. Yeah. We need like some sort of family tree. And when he tells
she's
us
the only
stories,
one of my siblings that I'm in contact
it's
with.
It's still confusing, though. I'm still always confused. Wait, the only one that you're in contact with. But see,
my father has
other ones
tons of kids everywhere.
Around.
Black, white, Latino. I've got brothers and sisters all over the place.
We gotta get some sort of.
I don't think Snitzer even knows all of his half-brothers.
No.
He has no idea how many he actually has.
He got around.
Maybe we'll do a road trip on Rolling Glory
Pick
1.
Pick them all up?
Yeah, well, I won't be there, so that's okay.
We'll find all of Snitzer's siblings.
Good luck.
Bring him to Snitzer's house, yes.
Yeah.
You might too, Rover, with your real dad. You don't know how many kids he might have
that's
had.
True. That's true.
So you
right.
could be
well,
along
he ended
the...
up in jail, so he didn't have time to procreate during those periods of time.
But before that... He could have people out there that are related to you.
Oh, sure. Probably no question.
And then the last story, this is a story that I teased about Hurricane Harvey. This is a woman in Texas. Her name is Arlene Kelsch. And she posted a clip of Facebook of what was happening in her backyard.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty crazy because Dieter and I yesterday said, oh my God, it's just trash water and people are concerned about snakes and it's just gross. Well, here's something that's just kind of cruising in the backyard of this woman's house.
Moving along. You can see him just kind of taking his time.
Do you see what it is?
What is it?
He's inside of the fence again.
Oh, it's an alligator.
Yes.
You.
Look at how flooded she is. That's her fence,
so
and it's past the fence.
Top of the fence, the low part where he is able to get into our backyard.
3-foot fence, 4-foot fence, maybe 5 feet. I don't know, but
looks
that's
like
crazy.
There's not only
there's another
him, but now him.
I mean, and there's people walking through the water.
There's multiple alligators. Yeah.
You'd be attacked.
Climbing on into the backyard. And getting right here to the patio.
Oh, of course.
Wow.
And officials are warning. They said the snakes, people are inundated with these animals because they're trying to get to higher ground. So there you go. That's the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
All right. We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Charlie is finally gonna get an HIV test. From the looks of him, we're feeling pretty positive about the results. That's back to Rover's Morning Glory.
Charlie, you consider yourself a fan of rap music, right?
Sure.
You ever heard of a guy named Joey Badass?
Yeah, Joey Badass. I think there's a big controversy. One of the Obama daughters I thought was either wearing his shirt or maybe she was at the concert or something. Anyways, yeah.
Joey Badass to cancel some shows, but he canceled a show here and he canceled a show in a couple of other cities. On the day of the eclipse, do you remember that? It seems like forever ago, doesn't it? That was just last week, right?
Yeah.
On the day of the eclipse, he's like, hey, I'm gonna look right at this thing. Who cares? He tweeted, am I crazy for watching the eclipse today with no glasses? I've sun-gazed before and afterwards saw colors for a whole day. I didn't die, though. He also tweeted that this ain't the first solar eclipse, and I'm pretty sure our ancestors ain't have no fancy eyewear. Also pretty sure they ain't all go blind. Then, after a day or two later, after the eclipse, he goes, due to unforeseen circumstances, my Chicago, Cleveland, and Toronto shows are canceled. And this was right after the eclipse. And people go, unforeseen circumstances. And now I guess I don't know if this is true, if this is some sort of a publicity stunt or what, but
you have to see to rap? I mean, say
you can't go out on stage if you're blind.
Why?
What are you going to do?
Put him in a chair and tell him to go right. Ray Charles would sing on stage. He was blind.
Right, but he didn't go on stage the day after he got blind, Dieter.
I don't know. You know his history? But you could still sing blind. You put him out, go, okay, stand right here and rap if you had to.
Okay, all right, good. Well, if you go blind, I expect you to be on the show the next morning because you could still talk, Dieter.
True. Reel me in.
Okay. So Joey Badass maybe going blind, but I sniff that something funny is going on, that he's using this for publicity. I don't know about canceling shows. That seems pretty extreme.
He's wearing special eyewear now in his Instagram pictures.
Really?
I just sent Snitzer a picture.
Did this jackass really... Joey, Dragass. Did he really? I mean,
that's special.
Oh yeah, those aren't good. They're like huge. What would you call that?
Bug eye.
Yeah.
Sunglasses.
Huh.
This guy, was this guy really dumb enough to stare right at the sun? I mean, seriously?
Didn't we all do that? I mean, I had sunglasses
for a split second.
We peeked at it.
We didn't stare at it, though.
Well, I would look for a couple seconds, and I would look away, because it hurt, then I would look again.
Are you kidding?
I was worried. I'm like, oh, later on in the day, I'm like, oh, I hope I didn't do damage to my eyes.
I thought the same thing.
Didn't you?
I go, oh, man. And then I start rubbing my eyes, and I'm like, I'm seeing spots. Maybe it's just because I'm rubbing my eyes.
Because I was gone after this happened, so I didn't hear what you guys said about the eclipse, but it was a total bust.
Yeah, well,
It sucked if you didn't have glasses, and so my daughter
Well, if you weren't in the path of totality. We were not in the path of totality, so it really
true.
Sucked.
That's true. But then I took my daughter up for school clothes shopping, and we were walking into a store, and this really nice lady walked out of the store, and she had the glasses. She put them on. She's like, this is so cool. And she said to us, did you guys get a chance to see it? And then we were like, no. She says to my daughter, do you want to see it? And she's like, that would be awesome. So my daughter puts the glasses on and her mouth dropped. And I did it. I'm like, can I look? It's night and day. I mean, I know you had the glasses, Charlie, and you were like in awe of it. That was awesome to have the glasses.
I don't remember being in awe.
I was on the phone with you. You're like, oh my God, this is so cool. I gotta go.
That's what you were doing on the phone with me. You said, what are you doing? I was like, well, I'm trying to look at the eclipse right now. And you're like, wait, you're looking at it right now? And I went, yeah. And you're like, where are you? Are you in a special location to see it? And I was like, I'm just in my yard. I'm looking up in the sun.
He was geeked out.
And I was like, I'm getting my camera out. I'm going to try to take
it. It's funny because she actually sent me a text message that said that you had the glasses and you were like, how crazy you were going over.
You were really excited.
No, I wasn't.
You had eclipse fever, dude. You
did
have
eclipse
fever. You lied to your teeth. You even mentioned it on the aftermath that day that you, as soon as the eclipse came up and as soon as I gave you those glasses that morning, you're so full of crap, dude. You went into full-blown eclipse hysteria.
I told you every break
you were looking up the eclipse, different places to view it from, what time exactly you'd get the totality,
whatever you're looking
what percentage.
I'm looking up to see what she sent me here.
She was losing her mind on the phone, and I couldn't believe it. I did have eclipse fever. I'll agree.
There we go. Okay.
Before, but then once it came out, it was a bust. Everybody dropped it.
Exactly. I went, well, this is
no.
This
you
is
were
much
watching
different.
It. You said it takes an hour to actually cross
yeah,
over, and you're like, oh my
douche.
God, this is so. I got to go, and I was really bummed what? Out because
that's
I was
trying to get off the phone.
What was the date of the eclipse? I can't find
it. It was
this.
Last
21st,
Monday.
Right?
Monday.
The 21st.
She couldn't believe that I was looking at it, and I was like, I just have the glasses. I'm just in my yard looking at it. And then I remember, I went, yeah, it's pretty cool. Like, you can see the moon going in front of the sun. And she's like, you can see it right now?
Because I can't.
You can see it?
She must have actually called me. Because I don't have a text message. I must be misread.
No,
she
was losing her mind.
Charlie's watching it right now. He has the glasses on. He says he can see it already. Because it was like.
That was it. That's
it was
all
at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
It was. It was very early. And I'm just like, yeah, it's cool. I mean,
you're too proud?
There was no difference, douche.
I'm not proud. I would tell you if it was cool.
What do you mean there's no difference?
I was looking at it.
You're an idiot.
Nobody can tell the difference here. It was like looking at the sun any other day.
I saw it. I saw
did
it.
You have the glasses on?
You liar, douche,
yes,
because
I just
it didn't
said
come.
It.
Oh, you had the glasses. Oh, if you had the glasses on, then
yes,
you could
and
see
I,
it.
I did. I saw the
wait,
lady.
Wait, did you
me.
Have the glasses on?
No, I had sunglasses on.
Oh, then you couldn't actually look at
it.
It looked like the normal sun, but you're lying if it looked different here, douche. We weren't in the path of it.
It was a little dark.
It was a little darker.
It did look different.
Yeah, but you would see the moon go right in front of the sun. You'd see it blacked out. No, you didn't see
people
that.
People said here you could, Robert.
I could see that.
Sun.
I because saw that with my naked eye.
Because he didn't have his sunglasses
he's
on.
He's saying his naked eye. He saw.
You
that.
Could through the clouds eye, when yeah. the clouds would go but, in front of it. That's the only time it got kind of a weird color. It was like half right. eclipsed. Then the clouds would pass across it.
That was a cloud.
No,
you can see
but
it today with a cloud.
The outside. I'm talking about the color. It would go from looking a little bit like daylight to almost like it was about to storm
you
really
missed
badly.
Out if you didn't,
almost
if
like
you,
a tornado. Like,
Dieter, you really missed out if you only had sunglasses on.
So did Rover. They missed out.
I was like Joey Badass. I just looked at it with my naked eye.
Oh, this is why you guys weren't impressed. You guys came in the next day and were like, that was the dumbest thing I've ever seen. Well, you need the glasses.
Yeah,
but by yourself. You
I would have used
dumb.
The glasses, but Dumb came in and took them back. He was an Indian giver.
Oh, wow.
You can't say that.
Wow, Rover, wow.
Oh, is that offensive?
You can't say that anymore.
Oh, sorry Whoa. To all of our Native American fans. But Dumb came in, and he goes, I don't know if it was his ex-wife or his girlfriend or somebody. He goes, I need those glasses back. I go, what do you mean? You brought these glasses in for everyone. Yeah, but I guess I don't have glasses for my son, so he needs them. So
I thought my ex-wife. I'm sorry to interrupt. I thought my ex-wife had gotten a pair for them, so I just gave the pairs that I extra pairs that I had away. Apparently not. They needed their glasses.
No,
it turns out they didn't even make it outside for the whole thing, for the good part.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, they were in like laser tag or something with the grandpa. And I'm like,
how do you not go outside? You have the glasses. You got to go out.
They drove here specifically to pick up the glasses from me for them to be
and
able to
they
go
don't
out.
Even use them. See, I could have used them, but...
I think they just didn't care. They were just kind of like, oh, yeah, we looked at it. It was no big deal
to
them.
It's the sun. It's the moon.
Honestly, by myself, I wouldn't have found that really very interesting other than just a little kind of geeky...
With the glasses on?
Solar stuff. Yeah, other than just like a little geeky astronomy stuff, but... The cool thing for me was really that it was a whole group of different races and genders and everybody coming together to watch this thing in awe. That was the cool moment for me. That's what I like.
The cool thing will be 2024. We're in the path where we are right now. We will be in totality. It will get black.
Mm.
That will be awesome.
They say the people were calling in who saw it and said it was great in totality.
I want to play you something. And you guys tell me what you think of this. I really hope that this translates here.
If this is what I'm thinking, you have an edited one, Rover.
Okay, thank you.
Just to every part where there's a title on the screen or anything.
Okay. So this woman is in a Walmart, and she has this dog in front of her, which is a service dog, and she's sitting on a bench, I believe. The dog is in between her legs. This woman, before I even play this video, I'm sorry, I just have to tell you.
In 5 seconds, I was so mad at this lady. In 5 seconds of watching.
She hurt the dog? Oh, I want to see this.
So I don't know what this woman's story is. I should research this wench. She has some sort of ailment that has this, she has this service dog, I guess. It's something like... I think she has diabetes or something. I don't know. It's something where she passes out and the dog, I guess, alerts you like, hey, you're going to pass out. Somehow the dog knows. I don't know. I don't know. But anyhow, so this woman is sitting near the customer service area of Walmart. You know how they have like it's pretty big, like kind of alcove thing where there's a counter. And if you're going to go up and make returns or whatever you're doing at Walmart, so it's not at a checkout line. It's like actually behind the checkout lines of the customer service area. So she's sitting on a bench there up against the wall. And all of the checkout lines are kind of filtering through after you check out. You have to walk right by this woman, basically. And a woman and another woman, a shopper and her, I would say, 3 or 4 year old son walk by this woman with the service dog. I hope you can hear this because this irritated me like you would not believe. Listen to this.
Can you please not teach your kids to look at them, but rather ignore them?
Now, what happened is the kid says, or the mother says, oh, look, it's a puppy.
Aw, little puppy. We do that every
this
day.
This dog is in between this woman's legs. You can't see. If it has its little service animal vest, you can't see that because it's in between this woman's legs. And all they do is this woman's pushing a cart with her kid in the cart, and as they walk by, the woman says to her son, oh, look at the puppy. And this dirty, rotten bitch, I don't care what her deal is. I don't care how crippled she is or whatever. This is the response she gives. Listen.
Can you please not teach your kids to look at them, but rather ignore them, if you don't mind? Because I'm not feeling good, and when your kids start talking to him and he misses an alert and I pass out on the floor, that kind of sucks. Thank you.
Thank you.
And why
Thank
is she,
you.
And what is she doing? Why does she have a GoPro set up on her at all times to record her interactions with the public? Unless she's trying to cause a problem.
She is.
Everywhere she goes.
She's definitely trying to cause a problem.
She wants to get in a big argument of somebody petting. Her ultimate goal is for somebody to pet her service dog, and she can lose her mind.
I didn't even think about that. Is that what it is? A GoPro right there? Like, so she's filming.
Oh, yeah. She's filming. Oh, I watch this.
How else do they get this footage?
I watch this whole video.
It's 15 minutes.
Rottenness.
It's a 15-minute video, and you just have like a 4-minute version. But yeah, I'm just like, why is she recording this?
So she gets all like,
I've heard this about service dogs that they're doing a job, kind of, and it's like if you were to start yelling at a construction worker and waving your hands at him. Or a truck driver or anything, when they're doing their jobs, it would distract them and it would cause harm.
Well, guess what? Service dog should be better trained than to be distracted by a kid walking by in a cart in Walmart.
I can understand
the service dog should be out in public if he's
feeding your dog. Like if somebody starts feeding your dog, your service dog or something, but this kid just looked at the dog. Just looked at him.
Don't look at my dog.
Right.
I
want you to hear this again.
Okay.
Because if this were, I would have loved for Doogie, for this woman to say this
to
Doogie.
My kid?
Be a half-hour fight.
Oh, that would have been good.
Doogie would have just gone over there, and I don't know what she would have done, but Doogie would have been in this woman's face. Doogie loves confrontation.
Oh, yeah, it would have been good.
Can you please not teach your kids to look at them, but rather ignore them, if you don't mind? Because I'm not feeling good, and when your kids start talking to him and he misses an alert and I pass out on the floor, that kind of sucks. Thank you.
Thank you.
No problem. Have a great day. You too.
So then she goes on and she captions this video. She, like, posted this on YouTube. I don't normally say something when people are just walking past me and making comments, but for you to stop and get your kids to interact in any way is highly rude. Not to mention that distraction you're trying to cause is illegal.
What?
And I'm already feeling like I'm going to pass out. This is what she captions. First of all, it's not illegal, sweetheart. Okay? Illegal? It's illegal?
To look at a dog?
It's illegal to tell your kid, oh, look, there's a puppy. You dirty, rotten... Attention grabbing. All right. I don't know what words I can use for this woman. It's not illegal. Guess what? It is a free country. I could have walked by and gone, oh my God, look at that ugly ass dog and that dirty, rotten, ugly bitch that has the dog. Jeez. And guess what?
Totally legal.
Totally legal. I could have turned to my 4-year-old and said, son, see that woman over there? When you get older, don't ever, ever, ever hook up with a slut like that.
Oh, my God.
Guess what?
Totally legal.
Totally legal. Now, I'm not saying she's a slut. I don't know this woman at all, so I'm not making that accusation. I just want to be clear. But I'm saying I could have said that to my kid if I'm walking by in Walmart, and it's totally legal. So to say that they're trying to cause a distraction, trying to cause a distraction to your service animal would be like throwing an M80 at the thing or something like that. All right. That might be trying to cause a distraction, saying, oh, look, there's a puppy as you're walking by. They didn't even stop as you're walking by
with your kid. I
My
mean, that's
God, how horrible is your service animal if it's that easily distracted?
And I have we've pet a service animal before. Gia will, she knows that if she sees a dog out, she says, can I pet your dog?
So then this woman, she's
not really.
What's going on?
I'm here with my husband. He's right there.
So then Walmart, one of the workers is like, did you have a problem with that woman? Like that woman's here all the time. She's a nice lady. And this wench, I'm here with that now. Here with my husband. Her husband, by the way, is in this line at the service desk, okay?
No, not really. I'm here with my husband. He's right there.
Oh, okay.
I'm okay. I'm in good hands.
We'll make sure you're gonna
be
okay.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
So then, I don't know what this woman...
Thank you.
So then this woman, I don't know what she has. I don't know what her deal is, but let me just fast forward.
Well,
I know
the dog
this
says
is, I know
she's
this
about
is ready.
To... The dog says to her... She's about to pass out.
Yeah. And how you don't know that? Because she claimed in her video, I could feel I'm about to pass out. What do you need a service animal for then if you can feel you're going to pass out?
Why is she inside the store?
Wait a second. This gets better. So now...
Oh, My God.
She puts her GoPro down on the floor, and she just lays down on the floor.
Oh, my God.
Just lays on the floor in the middle of Walmart. And the dog is apparently trained to, I don't know, do
comfort.
Something, lay on top of her. But this is like a whole, this is like a five-minute process of getting the dog to lay on top of her. Like she's trying
but she's
to,
about to pass out, remember?
Yeah.
She's about to pass out, so she has to lay down, but then she spends the entire time getting the dog to sit on her.
Right. I mean,
well, after she rearranged the camera.
Yeah, exactly.
Why is she in the in Walmart?
By the way,
doing
she
this?
Claims at the end of this video, I didn't know that. Yeah. I thought I stopped recording when I put the camera down. Baloney, you adjusted it to point right at you. What a liar!
Where's her husband at the counter?
Her husband's at the counter. He's the guy in orange. He sees this whole thing going on.
Then she claims she's actually passed out at this point. She's actually just passed out. She's knocked out.
And this husband, look how disinterested the husband is. I just want to show you this. So there's the husband
and
the kid
too. The kid's like, no big deal.
So. He's like, hey, are you all right?
He goes, yeah, she's out. She's
sick of it.
Yeah, he's like, oh, boy. So watch what this guy does. Her husband, now keep in mind, this is in the middle of Walmart. The husband gives a little juice thing to the kid. He then gets out a container of raspberries that he just bought at Walmart and starts, look at this, he starts eating the raspberries. You see that? He starts eating the raspberries. So he's like, whatever. Anyhow, so this woman, she eventually wakes up. But, I mean, just the fact that, look, if you have some whatever the hell afflicts this woman, that's fine. But I have news for you. When you're in the middle of Walmart laying on the floor, I mean, completely prone, with a dog laying on your chest, like the dog is now laying on you. For whatever reason, I don't know what that's for, but do you expect that people are just, don't say anything about that dog to anyone? I mean, they're just going to ignore you?
That is bizarre. That is a really weird.
What a bitch.
And nobody around is doing anything. Like, get an ambulance then.
But
like, go.
Right. What is that dog's purpose? Normally, when they're about to pass out, don't the dogs get under them so they don't whack their head? Isn't that what they're there for?
Really?
Yeah, I've seen that in like when people have epileptic seizures and stuff, if they have a service animal.
Right.
It gets under them so they don't like hit the floor.
Or they carry around the medicine around the dog's neck if she's the insulin, if she's diabetic or something.
Yeah,
the dog
purpose?
Just lays there with her.
Like a St. Bernard with the big thing around its neck?
Yes.
I don't know what the point of it is. I'm sure there must be some point, but I mean, it's just, I hate to break it to you. If you have an affliction like this, If you are likely to pass out in the middle of Walmart and lay on your back completely passed out with a big ass dog laying on your chest, people are going to say something about it, probably. Whitney, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Whitney.
Yo. So I've seen this video, and I'm actually in the process of getting a service dog myself. I adopted a puppy yesterday, and I think you're misunderstanding everything.
Oh, I don't think I'm misunderstanding one thing. I really don't. In fact, hold on the line here a second, Whitney. Hang on. Whitney can explain why I'm misunderstanding this. I'm sure you can find this video on the internet, but have her hold on, Dom, and let me take a quick break because I'm going to get behind. There's no other way to read this other than that woman is a bitch.
And likes attention.
Exactly. That's why you're GoProing your entire pass-out experience. We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Think your dreams are unattainable?
Just remember that these guys are paid broadcasters.
Speaking out of context,
Commander what?
Ants Chief. Both.
Intensity defined him.
Can anyone follow this
say
news
that.
Broadcast?
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
Before the break, played video of this woman who's in Walmart. She has a service animal, and service animal, she's sitting on a bench. The service animal is in between her legs. I just want to make this clear. And the service animal is sitting down. So if it has a little vest that says service animal, no one can see that because it's in between your legs. And a woman and her four-year-old kid walked by after they checked out and they had their cart. And the woman says to her son, oh, look at the puppy there. And this woman with the service animal, this is the response that she gives. Oh, it's so bitchy.
Can you please not teach your kids to look at them, but rather ignore them, if you don't mind? Because I'm not feeling good, and when your kids start talking to him and he misses an alert and I pass out on the floor, that kind of sucks. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And it's just, it's the bitchiest move in the world. But Whitney's going to explain to me why I'm wrong about this. Whitney, go ahead.
Hi. So you're, I don't know where to start. Number one, like, take her tone with a grain of salt. She's not feeling well. She has the service dog for a reason. I'm not completely sure what disorder she has, but it's an issue where she passes out.
I think it's so CBS, chronic bitch syndrome.
let's see. Well, she passes out, and the dog can sense chemical changes in her body and alert her to when she passes out so she can lay down before she passes out, falls over, hits her head, and possibly dies.
Okay.
So she's not feeling well, so that's why she responded to the woman in what you described as a...
So the dog is so easily distracted if I talk to the dog, if someone, as they're pushing their cart, says, oh, look at the dog... That's enough to distract this highly trained service animal to miss any alert of your owner about ready to pass out?
Not necessarily. There's two points to it. One, that dog is still in training. You can see that when she's on the ground and she's trying to help the dog get on her properly. Two, it's teaching the kid not to draw attention from a service animal, to ignore it rather than looking at it. Because training a service dog, like, I just started this. I adopted a puppy yesterday that's training to be my service dog. It costs thousands of dollars, like $12,000 for my dog. And when you mess with their training or set their training back, that costs a lot more money. And it's illegal to pet the service dog, and distracting it is a gray area, but she's not teaching the dog to...
Look, it's not,
it,
look,
to
look it's, first of all, it's not illegal if you're walking by to talk about a dog or even to a dog.
Correct.
I mean, how would that be illegal?
Well, it's not illegal to talk about the dog, but to talk to it and try to get its attention. I'm not saying the woman tried to get the dog's attention, but she's teaching her son or said, oh, look at the puppy, instead of, you know, being like, oh, it's a service dog. And the woman should have just ignored it completely.
What? It's a little kid. Like, I'm guilty of doing this probably. I'm always seeing service dogs. Like, so I'm doing something illegal with my kid?
This is the kind of reaction you get when a service dog, I mean, this is pretty common. I'm just saying. So, so you think that that's a legitimate response that this woman had?
Yes, because the dog is still in training, and the woman should be teaching her son the proper way to respond. Like, if you see someone in a wheelchair, be like, oh, look at that guy in a wheelchair.
How would you, first of all, how would you even know that this dog is a service dog?
It's in a building, in a public building, and it has a vest. You can see.
Guess what? I see people. Well, I don't think you could see it between her legs. Her legs are blocking this vest. I'm looking at a still frame of it right this very minute. But
I also see dogs out.
There are a
vests.
Lot of dogs in public places. Everyone's
right.
Taking their dog. Every rich old lady has their dog with them. And frankly, the service dog thing, I'm not, you know, this woman, I'm not saying she doesn't need it. I'm not saying Whitney doesn't need it, but I see a lot of people that I don't think really need these service dogs. They're walking around with little papillons and,
well,
you know, these little fake vests that they have on.
Well,
there.
Those aren't service dogs. Those are just stubborn old people bringing their dog into places that they shouldn't be, and that's not right.
Don't be judgmental to people with dogs. You're yelling at us, and now you're going to judge the old coop
now,
with the
Whitney,
papillon? If you're allowed to bring a dog that's not a service animal into a place, and people bringing, like, their little dog, and then...
Well,
like,
people are fake
no,
registering their service animals.
Well,
a lot of people are.
Don't judge. Don't
are.
Pass judgment.
I've seen it. I fly a pretty fair amount, and in the airport, you see fake... Every time you go, you see fake service animals. And everyone always tells me, Rover, you can't tell if that person really... Yeah. okay, well, that little teacup, whatever the hell it is.
Pig.
That's not going to.
I've seen pigs on planes. It hit the news.
It did, yeah. Service animal, a pig. I mean, it's gotten so out of hand that airlines are like, well, what do we do? Are we breaking the law if we tell someone they can't bring on their support goofs? You know? Now, Whitney, what is wrong with you that you have this service animal? What does this service animal do for you?
Well, I have panic disorder, and it's evolving into agoraphobia, and people have a misconception.
What are you laughing at, Dougie? What are you laughing at, Dougie?
Why are you laughing at this poor woman?
She's laughing at her panic disorder.
No, I apologize. I'm not laughing at you. I just looked at Charlie when she said that she suffers from panic disorder, and Charlie just closed his eyes and then rolled his eyes.
And basically, I didn't see it, but was it basically?
I don't remember doing that.
Was it shaking your head in disgust? Is
no,
that
he
what
just
it was?
Needs a service animal now.
Yeah.
What's agoraphobia?
Yeah, what is that? Explain this to me, Whitney.
So people think that agoraphobia is the fear of open spaces. Which is incorrect. It's actually not wanting to leave your house because you have panic attacks, and it's a lot crappier to have a panic attack out in public than have it at home where you're in a safe place. And agoraphobia is afraid of leaving your safe space while you're having a panic attack.
What does this animal do for you then?
Well, nothing yet because he's in training.
Right.
He's going to be trained to help me with the panic attacks when I'm starting to have one, help me calm down, and also give me the confidence to leave the house and know that if I have a panic attack, he can help me with it.
Now, how old are you, if I may ask? I'm getting sort of personal, but I'm curious about all of this. How old are you?
That's fine. I'm 22.
Okay. And how long have you been having these panic attacks?
Several years. Back to what you said about the animals on the planes. Those are often emotional support animals, which are completely different than service animals. I had an emotional support animal through college, and the difference is they only have rights in terms of housing. Like, if someone says, oh, you're renting here, you're not allowed to have an animal, you can have the service or the emotional support animal.
What was it?
They're there to help you at home.
Yeah, what kind
of service animal?
Yeah. Your emotional support animal.
Oh, my emotional support animal is a corgi mix.
Okay. I thought it was like maybe a gerbil.
Or armadillo or something.
It's a dog. Uh-huh. All right. So you've had these panic attacks for years.
Wait, did you get rid of this emotional support dog?
No, he's a pet. He's at home with me still.
Okay. So it didn't work. The corgi didn't work. So now she stepped it up to a full-blown service animal. What kind of dog is it now?
Chester, my current dog that I just adopted, is a Labradoodle.
A Labradoodle. I mean, I've heard
it's
of that.
A Labrador and a Poodle. They're awesome.
Oh, okay. A Labradoodle. Yeah. Okay. What is this? I mean, how do you train a dog to, I mean, what does it do when you're having a panic attack?
Well, what it's going to be trained to do is get my attention and help me calm down. One of the things it could possibly do if it's really bad, I saw the dog lay on top of the girl. The dog might do that for me because think about a hug, like the pressure that's calming. That's kind of the idea with the dog laying on her or like me potentially to help with the panic attack. Because it's gotten pretty bad to where I feel nauseous.
I feel like the panic attack would be worse if I'm laying down in the middle of
someone's
like a concert.
Someone's laying on top of you.
And like there's a dog on top of me. I'm causing a scene. I feel like that would only make me...
enhance the panic attack.
Yeah,
like everyone's looking at you. Because that's not a normal kind of thing. Now, what happens... Let's just say you don't have this dog. What happens during these panic attacks? Like give me the symptoms or the signs.
Well, it depends. For me, usually it's like headaches, nausea, shaking, potentially vomiting. It's just really horrible.
And what goes through your mind when you're having, and this is all just because you're out of the house?
Not necessarily. It's not necessarily.
What?
Hang on, talking on the phone. Her phone's cut off. Say that again?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's not panicking because I'm out of the house. It's because of other things. It just really depends. It could be for no reason at all. It's just random sometimes.
I thought this was agoraphobia, you said, which would be a fear of leaving the house.
Agoraphobia is not wanting to leave your house because you don't want to have a panic attack outside of your safe zone, which is your house, because it's more comfortable to feel like vomiting and be sick and you can crawl into bed versus being out in public and just feeling like you're going to puke on the street.
So that's the reason agoraphobics don't leave the house, is because they're afraid. Is that true? Is that...
Huh. Yeah, I actually have a degree in psychology, and people have a lot of misconceptions about agoraphobia and bipolar, a lot of different disorders.
All right. So, and this has been going on for years, you said. I mean, how old were you when this first popped up?
Since I was a kid, actually. I think back to when, you know, we were going to go out shopping or go somewhere, and I would just, like, feel sick when we were going to go somewhere, and I wouldn't want to go, and I'd just be in the bathroom, feel like puking for 30 minutes, and my parents would be like, let's go, let's go. So looking back, it's been since I was a kid.
I'm looking up on Mayo Clinic the definition of agoraphobia, and... I don't know. It says that
it manifests differently for others.
So,
just like now, depression can manifest differently.
There's nothing that I get this. This is a mental disorder. It's hard for people who don't have this to understand it, because it's really hard for me to understand this. You can't say to yourself, like, you can't think it through. It's irrational to have this panic attack. Like, you can't. Will that into your mind?
That's like telling someone with PTSD that, you know, they're fine. You know, it's a different level. Like, if someone's depressed, saying I'm sad sometimes too, it's a completely different level of being quote sad. That's why it's considered a disorder. It's an issue, like being sad or scared or whatever is considered a disorder when it interferes with your daily life.
See, I'm not claiming this with you, but I believe, and I am a layman, I don't have a degree in psychiatry or psychology or whatever. I believe that a lot of people have these disorders because they like to have a disorder. And
they have something special about themselves.
Exactly. Right.
I don't know about that.
Oh, yes. That they're different. They have to lay in Walmart with a dog on top of them and all this kind of crap. That's their claim to fame. This woman who we just played the video of, I'm so irritated by this woman.
That's different.
And I looked her up, and she was doing a live YouTube video, and there were 70 people watching, including me. So 69 other people around the world were watching this. And the whole time she's answering questions from people, and she's talking about her dog, and she's talking about this Walmart incident, and she's begging people to go follow her on Instagram. And she's like, I didn't know that I was filming that. I thought that I turned the camera off. Okay, honey, you're not fooling me. But I think a lot of people who have these disorders just have them because so you agree with me on this, Charlie, that people have disorders because
they like having a thing. Like, some people say, I'm afraid of clowns. No, you're not. You're just making that up because you want to have a special thing about yourself. You want to be somehow different in whatever way it is. And I'm not saying this lady specifically has that, but a lot of people like having a thing about them that makes them special and somehow different. And going out in public, and if she really has panic attacks, because I've had them before from smoking weed, it really is, it's crippling. Like, and I need a service dog just to smoke a joint now, because it is so, what goes on in your brain. Have you ever actually had one?
I have not.
It is so terrible that you just have to go home. I'd have to go home, I'd have to go to bed. And I wouldn't believe it unless I've actually experienced a panic attack where it's soul crushing. It really stops you from being able to live your life. And
you need Snoop Dogg as your service animal for smoking weed.
So if this woman has that before she goes out in public, then I'm all for her getting a dog if the dog will help. I don't know if some other treatments like
I just don't see medication. How a dog helps that.
I don't see how a dog
that.
Helps that either. But isn't there medications you could take?
I have medication now, but I'm trying to take less of it because, you know, bad side effects over time. So the dog's kind of. I'm trying to switch over. I mean, I'm still on medication, but I'm trying to take less of it instead of taking more, because over time your brain adjusts and you have to take more and more.
All right, Whitney, I appreciate it. Are you at home right now, I take it?
No, actually, I'm in the parking lot for work.
How do you leave? How does that work? I thought you can't leave the house.
I can leave the house. I'm in the beginning stages of agoraphobia. I'm not, like, housebound. I have panic disorder, and it's...
Wait, you're in the beginning stages of agoraphobia, so you know it's coming. So it's coming, basically, is what you're telling. Like, hey, I'm about ready to get this. Just a heads up, everyone.
It's not bad. I'll have panic attacks at work, and it's no fun. So I'm getting the dog before I become housebound to prevent that.
All right. Maybe I can get agoraphobia and then have to leave work and.
Just stay at home. Do the show from
stay at home.
Okay. You're in stage one. Yeah, you're in stage one right now. You should leave.
I think so. Next time Sasuke starts to yell at me, ooh, sorry, Keith, my agoraphobia is flaring up. I gotta get out of here. Come on, Fluffy. You're coming here with a dog every day. All right, Whitney, I wish you luck. I'm not trying to make fun of you. It's hard for people who don't have this to understand, just like it's hard for me to understand Nads and his drug addiction and that kind of stuff, or even depression. You know, they say depression, that's a chemical imbalance. I worked in a mental hospital, but it's still hard for people who don't have it. I look at people and I go, snap out of it, you pussy.
No,
come on.
I have depression, chemical depression.
Well, snap out of it, you pussy.
But that's the thing. My mom has, I deal with it. I can deal with it. My mom has like the crippling version of it. She can't really function very well. And I'm the same way with her. I like yell at her to get her act together and she just doesn't ever do it. So I understand the dynamic of having it but telling somebody else, leave it alone. Stop having it.
Do you think if your mom were stranded on an island and there was no one around and she had to fend for herself, would she somehow snap out of it and go collect food and all that? Or you think she'd just ball up and
I think she'd die.
Wither away?
I think she would just let herself die.
You think so?
Yeah.
So that's
because
real.
That's a true test, I think. Like, put them out there. See what happens. I think a lot of people will miraculously get cured and figure out a way to go collect food and try to kill a chipmunk to eat or whatever, you know?
Right.
Do you have an island we could send her to?
Dave, you're on Rover's Sport of Glory. Good morning, Dave.
Yeah, hey, how you doing? I just want to make a comment on what you're talking about. These dogs, they are trained. They are service dogs. Any child that walks up to one of these dogs should ask permission to approach and touch the dog.
Sure.
Especially if they're making eyes.
Well, kid was touching this dog.
They just were saying, what a cute dog.
That kid should have asked, that woman was right to say something, but they should have asked permission to approach and touch the dog.
They weren't approaching the dog.
No one approached, no one touched the dog, but I'm just thinking, so in your mind, no one can say, oh, look at that dog. It's like, it's
how dare you?
It's like if you see someone with two heads, don't stare at them. Okay.
No, that's freedom of speech. You can say whatever you want. I'm just saying that these dogs are trained for purposes. You know, you got dogs that are trained to sniff out. If you're a diabetic, your body puts out an odor. That dog will pick it up and let the owner know it's time to take an insulin shot. That dog will let you know. If you got cancer, some dogs are trained to sniff out cancer, and they will find it. These, you know, explosions, bomb-finding dogs. I mean, there's a lot these dogs can do, but you just got to understand what they're doing. And I think the woman was right to say something. If you're going to approach my dog, I want you to ask me if you could pet him first.
But they didn't. They didn't approach the dog. They did. The woman was pushing her cart, walked by, told her 4-year-old, "Oh, look at the puppy." And this woman.
Yeah, but the kid could have thought he could go over there.
The kid was in the cart. The kid wasn't going anywhere.
Okay. Well, I didn't hear a kid being in the cart.
Yeah.
And I agree with you.
This woman
should ask.
She's a bitch, and she just wants attention. That's what it is. I'm a victim.
Sure.
That's what it is.
Sure.
I see more videos.
Oh, there's more videos, Charlie?
Oh, this is her actual life I'm looking at.
This is all she does is make these videos of her service. And I just want to show you the end of this video where she
did she get up off the floor of Walmart?
She claims that she didn't know that the... I just realized the camera was still recording. I thought I turned it off when I... when I set it down. It's just
she's awfully chipper.
Oh yeah,
she's fine.
Perked right back up.
Why'd she even go inside? Why not just stay in the car? She had to go inside and
film herself.
Sit in the customer service while her husband was up there.
I think she wants attention.
Fake.
That's why.
That's it.
I don't think it's fake. I don't know. It's played up for attention, obviously. And then she'll probably spend the whole day on YouTube Live talking about the big bad radio guy that doesn't understand.
I sent you a video of her at the beach.
Oh God. She passed out
just
there.
To you again.
The stress of the beach.
Let's see here. Or the one where she's using a mobility scooter. Service dog access and color.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh God. It's.
I only watched it for 5 seconds. So I don't know.
And it basically is. She just loves confronting. She's like these idiots that walk around with an AR-15
yes.
strapped to their back and go into Chipotle.
Yes.
And then. No, or they walk down the street and the cops, like, after having 20 reports of someone with an assault rifle walking down the street, the cops come up and they're like, oh, what is free country, man?
Yep.
And they get all, you know, it's the same thing, except instead of a gun, she has a service dog.
Clayton.
Yes?
Okay.
I'm sorry, he's a service dog. They don't have registrations or IDs, and it's actually illegal to ask for it. You can ask me 2 questions. What? Is it a service dog required for a disability, and what task is it trained to perform? Those are the only 2 questions you can legally...
Here's what they need. They need a card.
Oh, my God.
They need a card. Give us a card. Donald Trump, please. Make a service animal registration card that sits right in that little vest that the dogs wear. Has a picture of a little dog's face and a little paw print.
So you're not allowed to ask for identification for a card or register?
Only 2 questions you're allowed.
What was the 2?
She is right about that. That's part of the...
Are you serious?
Yes.
It's only 2 questions.
Yeah, that's part of the Americans with Disability Act or whatever the hell it is.
But notice she's recording before the guy even says anything.
She knows.
She's sitting on the beach where apparently you're not allowed to sit on the beach with dogs. Says
she's exactly.
She's sitting there waiting, recording, waiting for somebody to show
up.
Those
are the only 2 questions you can legally ask me.
Wow.
You can go ahead and ask those if you'd like, and I'll answer them for you. His vest is in the car, and you cannot ask legally. He does not have to be vested per the ADA. Americans with Disabilities Act of 1990. He does not have to have a vest on.
So the dog doesn't even have a vest. Oh, it's,
yeah. It's just a normal dog on the beach.
Oh, this broad. Oh.
She took the vest off on purpose so someone would come up and say, hey, it's a normal dog.
Why take the vest off?
Right. These and registrations are actually illegal, and it is not something that service dogs are required to have.
They should
and it's
be.
Hot. I'm not going to have my service dog in a vest when it's hot. You can ask me again, is it a service dog required for a disability, and what task is it trained to perform?
I don't like her.
Well, are you going to ask?
No.
He provides me medical assistance.
That's it? That's the answer.
He's a medical alert. You can't ask me what my disabilities are.
God.
You cannot ask me what my disabilities are. That is private information. Please do. If you have a
it's private information, yet I put all this crap on YouTube. That's how private it is. Please, Donald, I'll vote for you. Actually,
no,
that's
don't
how.
Say that.
If he gets rid of all these fake service animals and he has a real service animal little license that goes on their vest and you can verify that this is a real thing. Otherwise, oh my God, it's getting out of control. It's out of control. Yeah, you're right, Charlie. She's doing this in order to be confronted.
Yes.
Yo, she's got a whole YouTube page, and there's a bunch of different things where she's writing a service card around, and she's just constantly talking to the camera about service dog and service dog issues. Her entire page is called Service Dog.
Maybe.
So, I mean, that's all she is interested in.
What does she have? What medical condition does she have?
You can't ask that.
I'm just curious. Does she put this on the internet? Maybe spend all this time working on that. You wouldn't need the service dog.
Bitchitis.
It's contagious. Well, we'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Hey, for a mother of three, Doogie's in really great shape.
I'm good.
Too bad she's only had one kid, though.
Gross. Try pushing that thing out of Vag.
Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
Marcus, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Marcus.
Morning, Rover. What's going on, guys?
Hey, man. What's up, bud?
I wanted to say a couple things here. First of all, that Whitney chick, I think she was just trying to sound good for the radio. I have a psychology degree as well, and agoraphobia can be for many different reasons, not just panic disorders. Agoraphobia, in its truest sense, is the fear to leave the house. But that could be for fear of panic disorders, like she said, for fear of having an anxiety attack, if you have general anxiety disorder. It could be a number of different things. It's not just pinpointed to having a panic attack in public outside of your safe zone. So that was the first thing that I wanted to say. I also wanted to say, according to the DSM, which is the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, that chick that you guys are showing all the videos about, sounds like she's got like an attention seeking disorder, which is called histrionic personality disorder, or HPD. Basically, these people feel like if they're not the center of attention, that's when their panic attacks start to set in. So
Jeffrey has that, I bet.
Sure.
Is that why Jeffrey, if we're not talking to him, he's just out there moping around?
Yeah.
If the subject isn't on him,
whatever.
That could be part of it. I don't think he has HPD, but he's got some other
probably stuff. HPV and every other communicable disease. Well,
Who knows what he's got, man, with those skid marks. It's kind of scary.
I'd love to come down with a case of agoraphobia because just think of that, how great it would be. I'd never have to leave the house. What an excuse. I have everything I need in the house right now. Amazon delivers everything to me. I have the internet. I have movies.
Really would not.
I could just remain in my home and never come out, or rarely come out. I love it. I could stay there all day, all night.
So you wish you had this disease.
I'm the opposite of Charlie. Like, Charlie has to be out all the time doing something. Oh, you can't be sitting for more than 15 minutes. I'm bored. I have to go. I have to go do this.
When I make plans, Rover, I don't know if you guys have this, then I go, I don't want to do that. I can't believe I agreed to do that 3 days ago. Like, why would I agree to do this? Now I have someplace to go.
See, I actually have anxiety. It's not like, major, but if I make plans, like B2, it drives her crazy because she plans everything. I mean, she wants to have everything down to the second. I don't like to plan anything because once I'm locked in, like let's say I agree to go to a dinner at 7 o'clock on Saturday night. When I wake up on Saturday, the whole time is
counting down.
So, like, oh man.
Really?
And then you want to, like,
7 hours do I have to go to this dinner?
At 4 o'clock, you're like, I want to do this thing, and I can't, though. I better just sit here and wait until 7, until it's time to leave.
Yeah. So the whole day is shot waiting for this event at 7.
It starts even days before where I know, like, oh, Saturday's shot because I agreed to go out to dinner at 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird.
That's where it'd be good to say you have agoraphobia and just call and you can cancel all the time, right? Like, I'm too freaked out to leave. I don't like making plans either. I think I would get bored. You claim you could sit at home all day. You really don't think you'd get bored?
Nope.
I couldn't do it.
Nope.
I don't. Robert, you like to travel and go places and stuff.
Yeah, I do, but I can keep myself busy at home on the internet, basically. I could just sit there all day.
Don't you remember the story he told us about the rabbit hole he went down with micro machines one day? He just started reading about micro machines. The guy finds rabbit holes he goes down.
That's
on Wikipedia.
I started reading about micro machines and the guy with the fast voice. Remember that guy?
Is he still alive?
I don't know, because everything I read on Wikipedia, it's very interesting at the time. I don't retain any of that knowledge. Do you know that I would be probably the world's smartest person? I've read everything. And for that split second, I'm an expert on the subject. But the next day, I don't recall any of it. Rob, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Rob.
Hey, what's happening, Rover?
Hey, man.
Hey, so after hearing a little bit about the story, my daughter was the girl at Dick's Bakery that happened in Berea last year that had a service dog, and I don't know if you remember talking about it, but
I don't remember talking about this.
You don't?
No.
She went in with her friend, and there was a lady that worked there just started screaming at her to leave, and my daughter just, you know, very calmly said, you know, I'm allowed to be here, and she said, I don't care, you got a dog, get out, and she said, well, it's a service animal, and I legally am allowed to be here. I just want to get a donut. And the lady just kind of berated and screamed. So my daughter, you know, called my wife and myself, and, you know, we just posted just something on our small friend list and, you know, just said, hey, just if you're in Dick's Bakery and, you know, you see Gabrielle up there, just tell her that she's allowed to be in there and, you know, kind of stand up for her. Because my daughter's blind, and she does have a service dog. And, you know, one of the things that growing up was difficult for her is self-advocating. A lot of times when, you know, she would either get made fun of or told she couldn't do something, she would just kind of turn around and walk away. And we, you know, having her being in college, we wanted her to be able to stand up for herself. And that was really the first time she stood up for herself. And when we posted something online, just kind of, you know, expressing our frustrations as everybody does on Facebook, it literally went viral in like 7 minutes, and it was just nonstop. And it wasn't anything that, you know, she wanted to sue. I mean, she's legal age. She's 21 now, but she was 20 at the time. So it's not something we could even do on her behalf. But, you know, she didn't want attention. She didn't want any, you know, lawsuits taken. When we looked into this and we had newspapers and you know, news channels calling us, you know, we found out that this wasn't this gal's first offense at this bakery. Apparently this has happened a year and a half before. And there were some complaints submitted to the ALC. I can't remember what department it was, but she was reported before for, you know, I think it was denying service to a service animal. So we found out that there was a history of this. So in what we look back on, you know, there were some certain things that we could have done differently.
But I vaguely remember this. Now, didn't your wife go crazy on Facebook? You're like, oh, we just posted something on Facebook, and we're like, hey, you know, they should allow this service dog in there. I think it was a little bit more than that, wasn't it?
Well, I don't know the exact detail, but I would assume if you have children, Rover, which I know you don't, you get possessive, especially of a handicapped child. So, you know, there were some frustrations that were displayed, but nothing that's against Facebook policy or anything.
No. But I think you were calling for this woman's job. I don't remember exactly what it was.
No. The lady was 85 years old or 90 years old. She lived through a different, you know, a different generational, you know, gap than what we're used to. You know, she grew up in a different time where it was probably not acceptable, but there has been a lot of changes in laws and stuff that protect, you know, people with disabilities. So when we talked to the news channels, the whole concept was to educate people. We wanted people in Berea to know that if you see Gabriella around, which you will because she's going to school there for 4 years, you can't deny her entrance in any facility. It's just that is her civil rights protected. And so there was a lot of businesses that called and reached out and said, we're putting signs up now. And, you know, it was more of an educational thing, not just because we could have sued the crap out of them. I could have been the owner of Dick's Bakery.
It would have been Rob's Bakery.
Mm.
No, it would, yeah. We would have changed it because they were living up to their name, you know, Dick's Bakery.
Gabriella? Why is she blind? What happened to her? Was this born this way or?
Yeah, she was born. She has Leber's congenital amaurosis, LCA, and it's a form of detachment of a retina. So
did you not when she was like before she's born? You don't know anything about it, right?
And no.
She's born. Do you immediately know like, oh, this baby's blind?
No, about the 6 month mark. Usually, when like babies, because they float around, their eyes are moving around and stuff. Usually, like, you know, the doctors pick up those kind of signs. And I think it was around the 6 month mark was when they kind of noticed that, hey, she's not following, you know, any kind of, you know, signs or hands or anything like that. So, and it's a very rare case. It's not something that a lot of people in the world have. And you know, she, honest to God, she's a blessing. She's a great kid. She rides, and she's driven cars before. She doesn't let any of the disability hold her down. And
how does she drive a car? She's blind.
Well, we go to a big open parking lot. She's always wanted to feel what it felt like to drive a car.
Aw, so, that's awesome.
we went, you know, you go to a big open parking lot and I'm, you know, you're literally just, you know.
I got you. I thought you meant on a street, like she's driving a car on a street. I go, well, that's.
No, but she, I mean, she does everything. She's got a 4.0 student. She's a 4.0 student. I mean, I have three other kids and they're dumb as hell. And
the blind one's the smartest one.
When my kids talk about, you know, how they're having a tough time in school, I'm like, look at your sister, you dumbass.
They must be so sick of hearing that, too, sure. though, right? Oh, my God. They go, oh, yeah, we know. She's blind. Get over it, Dad.
Now, given the situation, my daughter has definitely been in a situation where now she has a black lab, and the dogs, I mean, they cost anywhere from $50,000 to $100,000. I mean, they're very well-trained dogs, but they're still dogs. And there's times where she'll come home from school and be like, oh, it's so frustrating because everybody just comes up and pets it. So we're like, okay, well, let's get a vest that says, please don't pet. And even my kids have issues with it because there's times where she'll have a harness on and my kids want to go over and pet it. And you know, they'll have to just ask, hey, Gabriella, can you let Frisia know?
I just would pet the dog and I wouldn't tell Gabriella. How would she know?
Wait. Well,
There's so many times that happens where I'll be in a room and she'll come in. She's like, Dad. And I'm like, what the hell? How did you see that? You know, just there's so many times where her self-awareness and her ability to find out what's going on in a room is ridiculous. So,
she has like a heightened sense of smell. Like, could she smell you in a room?
I don't know if it's smell. I don't know what it is.
Hearing.
There's times where I'll take a bite of her, you know, breakfast or something and put it back down. And she's like, really, Dad? You could have just asked, you know, and I'm like, God, what the hell?
Wow. This girl has like some sort of ESP. She's blind. She's like a superhero almost or something. All right, Rob, thank you. I appreciate it. Someone had a good idea for a, you know, we always do T-shirts, hoodies, that kind of stuff. And people have been asking about this. Sometime in November, I think, is when all that stuff will come out. Someone had, was it a text message or an email? I don't. Oh, it was our IT guy. It was Jeff, the IT guy. He had a great idea for a T-shirt that we could do for the show.
Okay.
On the front, it's a Rover's Morning Glory logo. On the back, it says, I'm Snitzer's half-brother. And everyone can get that. It'd probably be true.
It'd be mostly accurate.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Snitzer has a lot of these half-siblings walking around. We were talking about how his weird family tree.
F you.
Someone sent me a photo. Let's see if I can find this. Put this up on RMG TV. I think you have it, Snitz. It was a guy who... Where is this? He says, Rover, my name is Andy. My girlfriend Darian and I live in Colorado. We're huge fans of Rover's Morning Glory. We don't do any social media, but we wanted to get this picture to you. We just saw Bert Kreischer at Comedy Works in Denver. He was great. After the show, we met him, and we immediately told him we're Rover's Morning Glory fans. It took him a minute to realize this because, you know, they're in Colorado. And he said, wait, you guys know Rover? We explained how they listen to the show all the time for 13 years and suggested that Rolling Glory One come to Denver. And Bert Kreischer said, I'm getting on that bus and I'm coming back with Rover. So he wants to know, how about it? Can we get Rolling Glory One out to Denver? And he sent a picture of him with the machine and his girlfriend there. Blonde girl, and so maybe we will. Bert really wants to get on the bus and go with us somewhere.
That would be awesome.
He might join us in Las Vegas. There's talk about that, but I don't know if that's going to happen
for sure. That's the time for
your birthday?
When we go out to, oh, God, that's right, it is my birthday. We go out to Las Vegas for the iHeartRadio Music Festival, and we're probably leaving in about 2 weeks, give or take.
Friday?
And
3 weeks.
It's going to take
a long time.
5 days to get there.
Jeffrey said three.
Jeffrey is
what
wrong.
Is it?
It'll probably take 4 days. I think it's going to take 4 days to get there.
Bert and his wife want to see Pink at the iHeart Festival. So we're trying to get him tickets, but we can't even get in. So.
Wait, we don't have tickets?
Oh, let me tell you. I'm going to send an email today.
We're not in tickets? Charlie, we can't get in. We're going to be sitting on the bus with Bert.
Wait, I have tickets.
Rover and B2 get to go.
And Bert.
And so,
no, Bert. I can't even get Bert
in. You guys got to hear this. This is
so funny.
Listen.
I'm not kidding.
You're going to fly out there.
I'm going to fly out there, and I can't go.
We're
going
to take 5 days to get there. We can just sit in the parking lot?
Stay on the bus.
Sass Keith came to me, and like, he came in here last week, and he goes, yeah, are you planning to go to the music festival both Friday and Saturday night? I go, yeah, Keith, it's taking me a week to drive out there. I'll probably go both nights, yeah? Why? Well, and he has like this look on his face. I'm just, you know, I'm trying to get tickets for the people on your show. You have two tickets that the company gave you for you and B2 for both nights. And I was just wondering if, like, maybe one of those nights you could give them to someone else on the show so that they could experience going to the...
We can't all get tickets. We work for the damn company.
And we're broadcasting. Right. And we're driving out there.
Do they know we're broadcasting? I feel like nobody knows
we're broadcasting.
For how many
days are we broadcasting there?
So wait a second.
3 days.
So I go, Keith, this is like in an arena that seats 20,000 people. I've been to this thing before. You can get tickets for the show. No, I'm trying to get tickets for everyone on the show so that, you know, maybe like two people could go on Friday and three people could go on Saturday. I go, now, let me just tell you how this is going to play out. I don't know why they're coming to me with this nonsense. They're going to give us tickets. Like, why would you even say this to me? Like, it's going to get done. That's why I haven't brought this up to you guys before, because I know that it's not going to be an issue. Everyone's going to have tickets for this thing.
Why
both
else would
nights.
You, why would you guys drive out there if they aren't going to give, I mean, I'm obviously have no, I'm not going. I'm not, I have no vested interest.
I'm
going
to get an extra ticket just for you to go. How about we take you just
why
to screw iHeart?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, it's nonsense that it would even.
Oh, it's utter nonsense.
Isn't the purpose to go out there and then we could talk about how awesome it is?
Right.
And then,
well, it's going to, this is why I haven't brought it up, because I know how this works. This, but like Keith is coming down here like he's doing me some sort of favor. Like, I was talking to this guy and that guy trying to get you tickets. I'm like, it's going to get done.
But we look like idiots though, Rover. So now it's embarrassing because here we are. So you're set, but Keith's bagging higher ups. Well, can they go?
I'm going to send an email and I will get this done. I just haven't had the time to do it. I will send an email and believe me, it will get done. I'm going to send it to this vice president of this or that I know.
Do you think
it will get done?
They don't want the whole show as a group because there's like power in numbers. So they're trying to like dilute. RNG's presence.
They have other shows that go out there. They have other shows that fly out there.
Right, but you're the raunchiest one in the company, man.
No, yeah, that's what they say.
I don't think...
I'm going to be so raunchy when I tell them to go F themselves after they don't give us any tickets. But, I mean, it's going to get done. This is why I haven't brought it up. It's going to happen. Like, why the song and dance? It will get done. And everyone will have tickets for both nights. And it's... I promise you... It's not going to be an issue, but the hemming and hawing, like where he goes, well, they treat these tickets like they're gold.
Which I understand. But I get it. I get
five
it.
Tickets, six tickets, right? Out of 20,000.
They give
need Bert and his wife too. Okay, gotta get them in.
I'm gonna. You know what? I'm going to request a section. I'm going to go right over Saskia's head.
They're not.
I'm going
to
have a
choice.
Whole section, like I'm.
God.
You know, Michael Jackson, when they used to go down and close down Disneyland or whatever for him to go for the day. We're going to close half of the arena.
Nice try. Ugh.
Yeah, I couldn't believe
nervous.
This. It's so aggravating to me. And then I look like an idiot having to email. I feel like an idiot. This is why I haven't written this email to one of these head honchos.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
I'm going to write this email.
Don't.
No, but that's the,
don't do it, because then we look like idiots. Just let us show up there, and then we'll get the tickets when we get there.
But do you think Saskeith really asked, and they said no?
Yes.
Yeah, or did he bring this up to you?
He's bringing it up. I know he's bringing it up to. He's bringing it up to a guy that has nothing to do with the iHeart Music Festival. It's like a regional vice president guy. And that guy has nothing to do with this.
I know, but we still look like morons.
So I'm going to have to email the guy that does have something to do with this. And I'm going to have, I think the other reason why Saskia does this is believe me, you think they were going to drive out there 2,000 miles and they're going to go, sorry, no tickets.
Yes, I do believe that. I believe that will happen.
That won't happen.
I really feel.
So Keith likes to be the guy who will come
Makes
back
your
and
dreams
will be like,
come true.
Hey,
he's good at it. I'll tell you.
I really pulled some strings, man. I really.
You owe me for this one.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
But
really?
He does make things happen. I just feel stupid with the Vegas.
Oh, we're the redheaded stepchildren of iHeartMedia. There's no question about that. Let me take a break. We'll come back. And I should start taking the same approach. Ooh, commercials?
No, then they'll hate
us.
Well,
I could probably do half of the commercials this show.
And maybe, ticket you give us.
Maybe half of the commercials tomorrow.
That'll cost you.
Ooh, I don't know if I can get those all in.
Oh, God.
I'm just going to flip the script on it. We'll be right back. Oh, see if we can get all these in. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Charlie.
He has no sex drive.
Is that a crime?
Wears makeup.
It's a little weird, yeah.
And has had more butt buddies than he can count.
My butt was up, so then I went down?
His crooked eyes are the straightest thing about him.
We're honest with who we are.
Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
The other day we talked about the Rover's Morning Glory 19-hole invitational that we're doing in Rochester.
Yes.
That is Friday, October 6th, right? Is that right? Yeah, Friday, October 6th at Blue Heron Golf Course. And there was some confusion with the foursomes for this. They had a different ticketing system that they were using. Anyhow, so that day, pretty quickly, the afternoon session sold out. And we'll be golfing in the afternoon session because we're doing the show in the morning from Rolling Glory 1 in Rochester on Friday, October 6th. And so we're going to do the show. Then we're going to get off the bus. We're going to eat lunch with the morning session golfers and the afternoon session golfers. And then we're going to play in the afternoon. So the afternoon is sold out. For the morning session, there are still some foursomes available for that. If you go to thezone941.com/golf, I believe, right? thezone941.com/golf, you can get that foursome. Now, again, we're going to be doing the show during that morning thing, but you will get a lunch, and that will be at that lunch. So you'll play golf, and then you'll get to hang out with the show a little bit after the fact as we do lunch over there.
Yeah.
And everyone from the show is going to be out. I don't know if Doogie's going out or not. Sometimes she goes, sometimes she doesn't. She always, oh, I go all the time. I've been out there once in the past 10 years. There are more. The afternoon, like I said, sold out immediately. The morning, there are still a few of those left. Go to thezone941.com/golf, and we will see you in Rochester in about a month. Are you ready for the shizzy, Doogie?
Let's do it.
Hit a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Are you nervous about North Korea and the latest situation that's happened? Did you see this? North Korea launched a ballistic missile that flew over Japan yesterday. Today.
Yeah, but I think they've done that like a million times already. So to me, it's run of the mill.
I think it's been a long time, though, since they over Japan.
I don't think so.
They said 10 years, Rover, 15 years.
Yeah, this flew in their airspace.
Yeah, this is a big one.
I thought they'd been doing this already.
Not over Japan.
Not this far. So what happens next? The president said, you keep this up, we're coming after you.
I heard that's untrue, what Dieter said, that this is like the third or fourth time that they've actually shot one over Japan.
Yeah, I mean, no, it's just like a month ago.
Yeah, but I think it's Yes, I believe that because I was of what Dieter said. I thought it was the very first time. Then just this morning, I heard one of the talking heads saying that this was not that. While it is a big deal and it is a higher threat than if they were to just shoot it into the Sea of Japan or whatever, putting it over Japan, this is either the third or fourth time they've done this.
The first time since 2009 is a headline. Just that I got a Google search. I thought they just did it, well, but either way, yeah, so.
It's an escalation, without a doubt.
Sure. Do you think that we're going to go to war with them?
I go to bed every night thinking about my kids ending up in World War III. Every day.
That's
every
what
day.
You think about?
All the time. Constantly.
I'd worry about them learning how to read and write and get through school.
Well, obviously, I think about those things, too, but I fear that they will end up fighting in World War III or Civil War in this country.
Because if North Korea,
Civil War.
Yeah, I believe we're in a cold civil war in this country right now.
What do you mean by that?
This country is so divided right now between race, gender. There's so much division. But really, I just believe there's such a division right now that we're in a cold civil war. That's the only way I can describe it. It hasn't gotten to the point where it's escalated. It's a cold civil war in the fact that it's being done on the internet with trolls and bots. Left versus right, black versus white. I don't like it. And I don't know how else to say it, but I heard Carl Bernstein actually use the term almost right after I did.
Oh, so you invented it. And then the famous reporter stole it from you.
No. I'm telling you.
You mentioned Bernstein when I
called my girlfriend. Get her on the phone right now.
Cold Civil War. And I
get her on the phone right now.
Bernstein.
Get her on the phone right now.
And saw that I had it. I was about to call him out on stealing Bernstein's quote. And then he said, "Well, I
pull the video to see if I looked over there."
When did you have this idea? The Cold Civil War.
Months ago. Months ago. I swear to God on my children's lives that I said this. This is something I said to my girl. I said it to my mom. Boom.
Well,
boom. I'm as insightful
July
as the
17th,
guy.
Carl Bernstein, the famous reporter.
That's a long time ago.
I watched him say it and started yelling at the TV saying, is this guy ripping off? Is he listening to me?
He said
the
it
deep
on
state's
CNN.
Listening.
He said it on CNN.
Which everybody watches. Uh-huh. The dumb
yeah, where
side.
Did you say it?
In my living room to my mom and my girlfriend. What are you talking about? I'm not on the radio every day.
Well, sure. Are people, is there some division? Yes. Do I think we're on the brink of a civil war? I don't think so.
But we're close to bombing North Korea. Don't you agree?
We have to after
about
this.
That. No, well, no,
fire.
Not after this.
Well,
no, they didn't shoot. They didn't kill anyone else. They didn't shoot it at someone.
Well, the president said we're going to. So now he's saying he's threatening. You don't think he's going to?
Well, he said
he was going to lock Hillary Clinton up. He was going to label China a currency manipulator on day one, if
China.
You'll recall. He is going to be the best friend to the lesbians and transgenders until he banned them from the military. He was going to have Mexico pay for the wall until he said that he would shut down the government unless Congress approves funding, which comes from us, taxpayers, to build the wall. So there's a lot of things that are said there. It doesn't mean that. It's one in ear, in one ear, out the other, as far as I'm concerned. But I'm not denying it's an escalation. So I don't know what's going to happen with that. I don't know as if there's a good solution. I don't know what the solution is. I think we should try to maybe take this guy out and get some sort of assassin in there or something. Maybe we've already tried that. Maybe he's very protected. I don't know, but I think you need to assess. It's hard to get intelligence out of North Korea. I think you need to assess if there are some other people in the regime, generals or whoever, that may be able to step in that would be more receptive to working with the United States, even through back channel deals. And then you take out this Kim Jong-un guy somehow. I don't know. You make it look like it was natural.
A heart attack.
Something. Yeah,
I think
car
we could,
accident, whatever.
If
I mean,
we wanted to do that, we can do that already.
Why haven't we done it?
That I don't know. Because who's like you said, who's going to step in? Is the nation going to go crazy over there?
So I don't know. Maybe that's the best solution. But again, I'm not an expert in this. There are really no good solutions to the situation. Go on.
3 days after slamming into Texas as a Category 4 hurricane, Tropical Storm Harvey is still packing a huge punch. It's expected to unleash even more flooding over this devastated region. Now, here's the thing. It's near the coast of Texas, so it's now going to move back into the Gulf, this storm, and then it's going to end up back on land. So they're expecting more rain to come, and this is just going to be catastrophic. One of the interesting things about this, which you were just talking about the president, so the mayor of Houston, that I don't know how to say, mayor, right?
Yep, right. No, that's that? Wrong sound effect. There you go. That's it. Good job, Tyler.
The mayor of Houston promised, don't worry about the fact if you're an illegal immigrant. I'm not, get to safety. If you're afraid to seek shelter because you're an immigrant and all that's happened in this world today.
Yeah, they have bigger fish to fry. Yeah,
that's what
they're
he
not
going to
pluck you out in a boat and then go. Well, although you never know.
Come on, you can't. But that's what he's promising and that's what he's pledging. None of that matters right now. What matters to me is getting you out of harm's way. And
that's
getting
a good
you...
way to draw these illegal immigrants out, right?
Come on.
Get them while they...
Come on. This Sylvester Turner said that he would represent any immigrant who faces deportation after seeking help during the storm relief efforts. So, speaking of the storm, Kevin Hart donated... And this is awful for me to say... He donated $25,000 to the Hurricane Harvey relief. Right?
Okay. I mean, that guy's making $500 million.
Okay, I thought the same thing. I feel bad saying that because I haven't donated.
I don't know. Maybe he donates to various things all the time.
I agree.
So he's one of the richest movie stars right
still,
now, right?
But if he
called on his friends. This is the other thing I thought. So Kevin Hart started this new internet challenge, and he called on his friends to... Everybody step up. Let's donate. So.
Well, I donated $100 to GoFundMe last night in the middle of the night.
Did you really?
To Kiwi?
No, not to Dumb's daughter who wants to start a modeling career and is asking for money in order to do it.
Are you kidding?
It was the guy who called in, it was like a week or two ago, he called in his daughter has leukemia or something, and she's going to be going in for an operation in about a week or two. Anyhow, I just saw the GoFundMe. I haven't been following Twitter much lately or anything like that.
Well, Doogie was going to retweet that for me. Did you get around to doing
that,
Doogie?
Yeah, I did not.
I posted it on Facebook.
Oh, did you? Okay, good. It's nice. One of you has a heart.
I came across it.
I forgot.
The busiest person. The busiest person of the whole group.
I believe it was about 2:30 in the morning.
Wow.
Oh, that was nice.
This morning. And then someone, I don't know, I posted it last night, and then on Facebook, someone commented, they go, well, you should donate $100, and then...
Did you do it anonymously?
Ask everyone to donate, to match your donation. So I replied back, done, I donated $100. I did not do it anonymously, because I wanted to...
You want the credit?
No, most of the time I do donate anonymously. I don't want the credit, but
why not?
No, yeah, I just did.
In this particular case, because the woman said on Facebook you should donate this, and I said I did. I wanted people to know I actually did. So
I just did the a friend of ours, a friend of the show, a fan of the show, just passed, and they were trying to raise money. I did that a couple weeks ago. I donated, and I struggled with. I want to do it anonymously. I don't want the credit.
I just got...
No, and I did. I did. I donated anonymously.
Why are you mentioning it right now, then?
Yeah,
because
exactly.
You don't want... Because you should donate to that. Did you donate to Hope's Fund?
Yeah, and you know what? I haven't said it once to anybody because I'm not trying to get any credit for it.
I'm not trying to get credit for it. I'm bringing recognition to it.
I
didn't even know there was a fund.
For Hope?
Maybe I did. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I did. You might have,
because there was like...
Actually, I think I did, now come to think of it. I believe I did. Now that. I did.
Anonymous?
Anonymous.
I did. That was anonymous. I forgot about that, actually. So now you outed me there. See, I'm not even anonymous anymore.
You didn't have to admit it. No.
You asked us point blank.
You just
did we
said.
Do it?
You better have donated.
Of course I did. But I've known that I've donated I think I donated when we were in Williamsport. That's how long ago.
And
I have not mentioned it to anybody.
No, I donated. I didn't mention it, and I didn't even remember donating. Yes. How about
so
that?
Did you even do it?
No. Now that it was brought up, I do remember. I even remember the amount.
Yeah.
Now that I remember.
I figured. But donate to these causes, and I will go on the Facebook page, and I will donate to this fund for this kid.
I just got an email from Jessica. From Bob Pittman, who's the CEO of iHeart.
Yes.
He put up a page. It's a GoFundMe for us to get tickets for the iHeart Music Festival. So you can donate.
Please.
And, embarrassing.
That will allow members of our show to actually get a ticket to enter the iHeart Radio Music Festival.
The fans have to pay for our tickets.
That's right, yes.
To get in the company we work
with. Yeah, they're not going to give us tickets. But
how bad is...
We're asking for your help, please.
If Bert Kreischer gets in and we don't, he walks in.
Everyone gets in. I've been to this thing before. Everyone gets in.
It'll be Rover and Bert. We're going to have two tickets, and that's going to be it. We're going to be sitting on the bus waiting for you to come back out and tell us how sweet it was inside.
For just
maybe I'll Facebook Live it for
good.
You.
Yeah.
We'll sit on the bus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just one cent a day, we'll get you to Vegas.
Yeah, we could do an infomercial. Why don't we film that? And it's just us with sad eyes
in
black and white.
Watching Pink on the TV.
Yeah, just...
Please. We want to see Pink. Don't make that face. That face is so gross, Roman.
I have to have some flies landing on my eyeball.
Stop it.
I can do the distended belly.
So hungry.
And then the voiceover.
Awful.
For only 1 cent a day, you can send this radio show to the iHeartRadio Music Festival in Las Vegas.
That's awful. Anyway, Kevin Hart did donate $25,000, and he did... challenges friends, The Rock, Jerry Seinfeld, Beyonce, Jay-Z to do the same.
Oh, they have to now donate after he gets called out.
Do you think they get mad that they got called out?
They're like, damn, now I have to donate.
Oh, man, they probably get called out. Think about it. They're called out on every little thing all the time. But so they're donating. This is a national story, but think of all the kids with cancer and kids who lost their parents in a car crash. I mean, everything. I mean.
So there's... J.J. Watt, a Houston Texans player, he did even better than Kevin Hart. He set up a crowdfunding page. He wanted to raise $200,000, and they reached that goal in less than 2 hours. It hit $500,000 in less than 24 hours. He put in $100,000 himself, and then as of last night, donations were over $1 million. So he set the new fundraising goal to $1.5 million. So they're donating to help all the people that were stuck with Hurricane Harvey. And then the president and first lady, they will travel today to view the devastation. There you go. That's the Shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Are you fed up with your dry spell? The Thursday hookup can help. Be the hookup hottie. Pick a dude to hit the town with, and Rover will pay for the whole thing. Sign up now at roverradio.com.
You know, Nads was really out of it when he... I don't think it was the last day he was here. It was Monday. It was the day, Monday. He was, like, really out of it. And after the show, he's like, I'm walking down the hall, and he stopped me, and he's mumbling and slurring. And he told me that he went to Hope, who was this fan who died of cancer.
Yeah.
And I was trying to make out what he was telling me, but he said that he went to some sort of memorial service for her. And I don't know if this is true or not, or if this guy was stoned out of his mind, or, I mean, I'm sorry, if he was concussed. He said that they buried her in the T-shirt from Roverfest last year that says, Rover till I die, because she was such a big fan of the show.
He told us the same thing in the office.
Oh, did he?
Was it that or the hoodie? He told me the hoodie.
He was telling everybody this. He's like, I went to this memorial. She was buried in one of our shirts.
And he told me it was the Rover Till I Die, which
I thought it was the hoodie.
He told us the hoodie.
Those aren't hoodies. We didn't have hoodies.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. I didn't know it was that shirt.
He told me Rover Till I Die.
I don't know.
So I don't know whether that's definitely a true story or not. But
it was a Rover's Morning Glory shirt for sure. I don't remember which one.
That like freaked me out. I go, oh man. He told me it was the Rover Till I Die, and I go, Man, they put her in a shirt that says Rover till I die, and she's dead? Like, that freaked me out in a way. I mean, it's flattering, but it's still, and then I told B2 that, and that really, B2 was really, she was really thinking about that for a long period of time after this woman passed away who was a fan of the show. And B2 had sent her postcards and stuff.
Yeah.
And this woman's fiance sent us pictures of she kept that postcard. We were in Paris, and B2 sent this postcard to this woman from Paris. She goes, "Oh, I think she'll like this."
Of course.
I don't even remember why she decided to do that. What the reasoning was at the time? Maybe she was doing the chemotherapy for something. Even back then, that was a few years ago. Anyway, so she kept this postcard that we sent and the envelope and everything. She kept that. She put that up somewhere in her house. And so B2 saw that. I don't know if that was posted on Twitter or if that was emailed to us or whatever. And so B2 was really, so then I told that to B2. I probably shouldn't have told this about the shirt, and that really freaked out B2.
Did she cry?
No, but I mean, she's pretty emotional. She's an emotional person. It's weird because she's tough. Like, she can be like a real tough and like bitchy, not bitchy, but like she can be no nonsense. You know what
How
I mean?
How come I'm like that and you think I'm repulsive?
No, you're a bitch. You're just a bitch.
It's a but different I'm level. Emotional it's and different... sweet and kind.
No. No, oh, yeah, that's all phony and fake.
No,
we all know that you're not really nice.
No, I am nice. F off. I'm nice.
B2's only mean when she needs to be to get something done.
You're mean for no reason sometimes. No, I'm not.
Right now you're being mean.
No, because you're bugging me.
Okay, so... No,
I have a lot of pressure on me.
So she can be tough, but she is also very emotional. Like, I've told you stuff that I've said in the past that, to me,
doesn't even
come across as...
Your tone is bad. I've witnessed it.
My tone?
Yeah.
Compared to your tone?
Yeah.
You guys know me. You've known us for 15 years, theater.
Who has the tone?
Who has the tone?
No, the tone is you, ass, because she is not part of this show. She has, when you're on this show, you have thick skin. So sometimes
you say something to her and then she cries and goes to management.
Did I cry?
And then shuts down.
Right. Have I cried?
You did cry.
Yep. No?
Yep.
I actually asked Charlie off the air, I said, because I know B2's going on the trips, I said, so what's that like? She's kind of like a boss, your boss's girlfriend there. What's that like? And he goes, she's awesome. Really nice, really kind, wonderful person. Totally opposite of Douchey.
Yeah. So, thanks, Charlie. Yeah. I'll remember that.
Yeah, we already know that.
So right. I don't understand what that is.
I do have to take a break. There are people on the phones. I'll try to get to them in just a moment. We'll be...
What?
Tech Tuesday. Oh, that's right.
God,
Tech Tuesday.
Yes. Thank you, Dieter.
Dan Costa from PCMag.com will be on to answer your technology questions. In fact, if you have a question, call me right now, 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. If you're having a technology issue that you can't get solved, if you're thinking about making a technology purchase you need some help with, or maybe you saw something technology-related in the news, 866-YO-ROVER, and Dan Costa can answer any of those questions for you. We'll be back with Tech Tuesday right after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Is a real problem.
The planet has a fever.
Too bad it hasn't stopped Doogie from becoming an ice cold bitch.
Rude.
Welcome back to Roper's Morning Glory.
Tech Tuesday in just a moment. Let me go to Tim before we go to Dan Costa, who is coming on from PCMag.com. If you have a technology-related question, call us right now, 866-YO-ROVER. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Rover.
Hey.
So I just had a quick question. About a week ago when Nads first disappeared, you mentioned you got an email about him that was strange that you weren't allowed to talk about. And Nads has kind of fallen completely off the radar. There's been no updates. Is he really in rehab right now and you guys just aren't allowed to talk about it?
I don't know anything about him being in rehab. If he's in rehab, which I don't think he is, that would be news to me.
I just saw a picture of him out in the sunlight with his girlfriend.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, I didn't see any of that. So I've been wanting to call in for a while and ask, but with my work schedule, I only get to listen to the replay mostly.
He tweeted two days ago, too.
What did he tweet two days ago, Charlie?
Just about Game of Thrones. I mean, it's not anything.
Oh.
Oh, did you see that sex scene?
Should you be watching that when you're concussed?
What are you doing, man?
Yeah, you can watch Game of Thrones.
You can? I thought you're not supposed to be watching TV.
Yeah, those bright lights. They say no.
Thursday, television was off for me. I was Thursday night.
Oh, it's worth it. Game of Thrones season finale. Yeah. Daenerys Targaryen and Jon Snow finally hooking up. If you're going to drop a spoiler like that,
just spoil away, pal. Wow.
Because Jon Snow's actually Aegon Targaryen and Daenerys is probably his aunt. Uh-huh. I mean, can you believe this?
Wow. You guys
thought it was Rhaegon's cousin.
Yeah, aren't you interested
in anything
Rhaegon's
about this?
Son. Rhaegar's cousin.
You got to get into it.
Jeez, guys, learn some stuff, man. Yeah.
What about the Death Dragon? Not even talking about the Death Dragon.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I need ice more dragons.
It's the Ice Dragon.
Yeah.
That the Night King.
It's shooting out fires.
It's shooting out blue flames, took down the wall.
You think those are hot flames or cold? Hot flames or cold flames from the Ice Dragon?
I think they're hot, and Beric Dondarrion might not make it through the rest of the season.
Or you're making Dan Costa mad right now.
Did you see? Did you can't believe what the three-eyed Raven saw? What he was able to predict?
It blew my mind.
About what Peter Baelish, a.k.a. Littlefinger.
Tech Tuesday on Rover's Morning Glory. Powered by DriveOnNaturalGas.com.
All right, Dan Costa from PCMag.com saved us from that nerd speak there.
He can finish it up, I guarantee. He watched that.
No, he's way too manly to get into Game of Thrones. I'm just telling you. I know Dan. Right, Dan?
Yeah, I'm afraid not. The Jon Snow thing, I've read all the books twice. I've been following along. Obviously, we're past the books now. But, the Jon Snow thing, not a terrible surprise to me.
No, I mean, nobody is surprised. I mean, no. There's lots of clues. They even did it last season. I also read the books, Dan. Shout out to you.
Oh, one up.
Yeah, only once, though.
Well, all right. That's all fascinating. All right. What is big in technology news right now, Dan?
Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Other than that, we got a lot of new things that are going to be coming out soon. The Wall Street Journal just reported that we have a date for the launch of the new iPhone, September 12th. That's unconfirmed. Apple has not confirmed that, but
that's 2 weeks from now. We're already, huh? 2 weeks.
Yeah, and it'll probably be multiple handsets, you know, a high-low option. One of them could cost as much as $1,000. I've got to see what they're going to pack into a phone that's going to be worth $1,000. But, we're going to have answers, and this is also when iOS 8 should drop. So existing iPhone users should be getting the new operating system probably within the next 30 days as well. So that's pretty big news.
All right. And a 4K Apple TV, I heard, is rumored. That would be great. The little box that connects to your TV and 4K capable. Is that true?
You know, it's like the sub rumor. So everybody's talking about the phone. Everybody's talking about the operating system. But then Apple TV sort of gets thrown into every product cycle. Like maybe they're going to do something interesting with Apple TV this year. Maybe they're going to finally offer that package of over the top channels and really go head to head with the cable operators. The thing about Apple TV is there's a lot of hope. There's a lot of expectation. We just haven't seen them do anything that's terribly interesting in this space. And I don't know that there's any reason to think it's going to happen this year either. 4K seems like the kind of incremental upgrade that we would expect from them. But remember, they've got millions of Apple TV users out there all across the country that are very happy with their service. They just wish that the product did a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I I don't even have a 4K TV, so if they come out with 4K Apple TV,
you gotta get it.
I'm gonna have to go get a 4K TV now. I mean, you have to upgrade everything. And anyways, all right. So that's what's happening in tech. Anything else in tech news, Dan?
Locally, there's a story we've been following. The NYPD is finally going to upgrade their smartphones. We reported in 2015 they had spent $160 million to upgrade 36,000 officers with brand new Windows phones. Nokia Lumia Windows phones. And the thing is, this was great for the officers, except that Microsoft stopped supporting Windows Phone in 2014, a full year before they rolled it out. So now this is a completely dead operating system that isn't being supported, that the NYPD spent $160 million for. It amazes me because, I mean, even in 2014, who would have bet on Windows Phone? It's like buying BlackBerries for all of your employees and thinking that's going to be the platform that you carry into the future.
Yeah, and it doesn't make any sense at all. I mean, what a waste of money. I hope they fired someone over that, or will fire someone over that.
There's a bunch of political infighting. I think they're basically trying to decide who's going to get the axe over this. But by the end of the year, they say they're going to upgrade those same officers with iPhones.
Motorola StarTex. That's what they're going to put in there. Yeah. It'll be great. The flip phones.
Everybody gets a Palm Trio.
Yeah. It's great. You can play Snake on it. It's fantastic. You get a little Nokia. All right. 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. If you have a technology-related question for Dan Costa, 866-YO-ROVER. Let's go to Ben. You're on Rover's Morning Glory on Tech Tuesday with Dan Costa from PCMag.com. Go ahead, Ben.
Hey, Rover. Got a question for Dan regarding any recommendations he may have for cloud photo sharing sites. I just got a new phone, and I was trying to get something to back up my pics.
So do you want to share this? Do you want to back it up? Well, what's the what do you want to do with it exactly?
So primarily save it. I didn't want to use Google. So primarily save it. I've got an Android. But also having the ability to maybe share it with friends and family as well. But primarily backing up.
Why not use Google? I'm just curious. I mean,
I just wasn't a fan of it. I was using it before, and I just kind of didn't like it. And it, creates those stupid stories for you, which I find annoying.
Okay, all right. Dan, what else is out there that he could get on, that he could link up with his phone so that when he takes a picture, I assume you want it to just do it automatically, right, Ben? You take a picture, and at some point when you get on Wi-Fi, it's going to upload that to back it up?
Right.
Is that okay, all right. What could he use besides the Google service is already available to
Google
him.
Photos doesn't put it into anything if you don't want it to.
Into a story?
No, it just goes right. I have it, and it just every time I get on Wi-Fi, it just all sucks up there, and then that's it. And then they're saved right there. And you can search by date. You can search by location. You can search by person even. It has facial recognition. Or you can just scroll through the date if you want.
What's it putting it into, some story or something you said, Ben? Or
yeah,
what's...
And then it gives you, so especially, if you take trips and everything, it basically creates a trip story for the places you went, and it, tags your photos and...
Yeah, but don't look at that then.
Story for you.
You don't have to look at that.
I just kind of don't want it. It's a little annoying.
Ben got popped somehow cheating on his girlfriend or something.
Taking a bunch of D-pics out of town.
Something.
And then created a story of his dong.
Yeah.
I don't want them identifying what I was doing.
Yeah. All right. What could he use besides Google, Dan?
Yeah. So look, we've got guys in the office very passionate about Flickr. Old school service, still works really well. Great photo handling and archiving and sharing features. You can also get Dropbox, which is just a generic online storage service. They handle photos very well. I find the interface a little basic. It's really just photos dropped into folders that you can then sort of preview, but it does make them relatively easy to sell, to share. But again, my go-to advice, if you hadn't come out so strong against Google Photos, I love Google Photos. It's free. It's high quality. If you don't like those stories or those folders, I mean, the bottom line is all the photos are still there. You can just scroll through them in folders if you want to. You can share them easily individually or as albums. And it works across all your devices. So everything you take on your phone, everything that's on your computer, all of it can get backed up automatically. You don't have to think about it. It gets sorted by time so that you can sort by time and figure out where the photos are. That's the hardest thing to do with when you've got thousands and thousands of photos is figure out where everything is. I really like it, and I think it's the best service out there. It's getting better every day, and you know, it just the fact that it solves that problem that we've had for years, which is we're now taking thousands of photos every year, and we have no way of organizing them. We don't want to spend time putting them into folders and labeling everything. Google does all that for you. And I mean, I was even able to search for in your own feed. You can search for pictures of dogs. You can search for pictures of food. You just type in, you know, show me dog photos, and you can take. It'll show you every dog photo you've taken over the last 10 years. I think that's tremendously valuable, and technically speaking, it's the best service out there.
Now, is it somewhat creepy that they have this facial recognition that they look? What they're doing with this stuff, we don't know. You think everyone's like, oh, it's cool. Like, I can search for Dieter in my photo so I can see every picture. They're doing more with that than you know. I mean, they now then are creating references of where Dieter was, what he was doing. You know, Dieter doesn't even have to have any Google services. He can just be tagged in something, and now they know who he is, and they're following him around too.
And they have his number because, you know, I have his number saved, mm-hmm. So they know everything. They know everything.
Oh yeah. Oh yes. Should we be creeped out by this, Dan?
I think we should be aware of it, and it's not just Google either. If you think about it, Facebook has the same library of information. They've got all of your friends. They've got all your friends' photos, and then you helpfully tag people in photos so that they can improve their algorithm and make sure they can get those photos even better. The thing that freaks me out is that, you know, my stepson's 23 years old now. I've been taking pictures of him since he was 4 years old. It'll take pictures of him from 5 years old and a picture of him as 22 and know that it's the same person.
Wow.
That's the thing that blows my mind, is that they all get put in the same album. So, I mean, this is the technology that's here today. The thing that freaks me out is that big companies have access to these tools and consumers barely understand how they work. And that's the thing. That's why I come to work every day, trying to close that gap and help people understand how the technologies we're using every day work. Because, you know, the big companies have figured out not only how to make it work, but how to make money on it.
Yeah, well, the big companies aren't doing this just because they go, you know, it'd be pretty sweet if we had some sort of facial recognition in there. We should just have 100 developers work on that for the next 6 months. No, they're doing this in order to track you and to get more information about you and be able to serve you more targeted ads because they're providing that information to advertisers. And in right now, we've never seen, at least knowingly, there's never been like a big sort of privacy breach. Sure, people get their kind of stuff stolen. You know, there's a hack and your social security number is released on the dark web or whatever. But we've never seen anything where someone has basically been life hacked from start to bottom, top to bottom, whatever the hell I'm trying to say. You know what I mean? Because if someone had the access to all of this information at Facebook or Google or whatever, they could really do a number on you.
Yeah. And this is what the age that we're living in is. We've been calling it surveillance capitalism. And the thing is that there's not necessarily malicious intent here. So Google and Facebook and, you know, even PC Mag as a media property, you know, we're trying to get you to spend more time on our services. I want you to spend more time on my site. Facebook wants you to spend more time on their service. So they develop an algorithm, and the sole purpose of this algorithm is to get you to spend more time there. How they do it, the company doesn't even care. They may not even know. If they can get you to do it by showing you more and more cute puppy photos, they're going to send you more cute puppy photos. If they can get you to do it by sending you more and more politically extreme content to make you angrier and angrier so you keep clicking through, they're going to keep doing that. And that's what people are trying to figure out after the last election and how all of the political campaigns are sort of using these tools. You know, the algorithm is not there to change your mind. The algorithm is there to get you to spend more time on the site. And that can come with consequences. And we're just starting to figure out what some of those consequences are.
And the reason they want you to spend more time on the site is because they make more money the longer you're on there, the more ads they serve you. And the more information they have about you not only gets you to stay on the site, but it also makes the ads that they serve you more effective, which means that the people, the advertisers, pay more for those ads. And you're right, it all is just to make money. But that information misused could be devastating. And we really haven't seen effects of that, but we will over the coming decade or so. We're going to see just outrageous things. Mark my words. Mark in Battle Creek, Michigan, you're on Rover's Morning Glory on Tech Tuesday. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. How you doing?
Hey.
Just a quick question. I've gotten some Gmails on the Galaxy Note 8 that's coming out. It's a pre-order type status. Those are running about $950, $980 unless you trade in like the Note 5. But just wondered if you had any reviews on that. Is this thing going to burn up like the 7 or what?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question. I think the chances are, I mean, first of all, the 7 was a fluke. It was a weird thing that doesn't happen all the time. Samsung is a very solid manufacturer. They've gone above and beyond to try and make sure that will never ever happen again. So I'm inclined to believe that they're gonna fix that and they're not gonna have that same problem again. Our initial reviews are pretty positive. I mean, we haven't gotten all the benchmarks yet, but we've got a full review up on PCMag.com. You can read all about it. It's an expensive phone, to be sure. With discounts and you know, you can pay for it over 2 years on an installment plan, and it's a little, it'll feel cheaper, but you're still going to wind up spending $900 for this phone because it's basically the most expensive handset you can buy right now. That said, people who tried all the Notes, I mean, if you're one of them and you're a Note fan, you know, we've talked about it on the show for the last year. I can't believe people are itching to buy another Note after the disaster of the Note 7, but people are, and people love the handset, and
I have the Note 4.
Nothing, I mean,
I love it. I ride it out until it's like,
my God, that's so
the
old.
The battery is not strong enough, I don't think, for the operating system anymore, so it dies so quickly. It's such a pain in the ass.
But, well, the batteries just lose their efficacy over a period of time.
Well, now I hear the replacements for the Note 4 batteries were overheating and burning those up. So
let me go to Rick in West Palm. I've got to wrap it up here quickly, but go ahead, Rick.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Hey, I just want to tell you about some software. It's called Virtual Badge. It's a company out of West Palm Beach called Disaster Solutions. And you've had callers asking him questions about this, and he didn't kind of quite know, but this is the exact software that you guys are probably looking for.
What does it do?
What it does is it tracks all your crews that are out in the field at any particular time. You know where every crew is, what they're doing, when they sign in and out. It keeps track of every employee and every crew that you have. This was done by this company. The Navy used them on this BP oil spill out here in the Gulf, and they were just amazed as how they could track how much work was being done, you know, each hour and everything. But I can give you a number if you wanted to, investigate this, called Virtual Badge from Disaster Solutions in West Palm Beach, and the phone number is 561-329-0068. If you look into that, I think you'd be really amazed at what it does.
Well, I think, last week, Dan, someone called, asked you, they had crews, I don't know what kind of industry they were in, but they had crews out, they wanted to track that, and so there you go. Thank you, Rick. That's a good answer for that.
They're using this right now in Houston at the hurricane. So,
right.
Check it out. You might guys be interested in it.
Thank you, Rick. And there were other ones that, like, if you have landscaping, there's a whole company that does, like, this landscaping one that tracks here. So, depending, I mean, there's a lot of good solutions out there. You just have to find them, I suppose. What do you guys have at PCMag.com right now that people would be interested in checking out, Dan?
Well, we got the iPhone rumors, of course. We're highlighting our best fitness trackers because Fitbit just came out with two new trackers yesterday available for sale, one of which is a smartwatch. The other one are a pair of headphones, so they can actually track your movements and your heart rate using headphones. Really interesting technology. Those are going to be on shelves the next couple of weeks, and we've got early previews of them up on PCMag.com.
All right. Dan Costa, thank you. I appreciate it. Have a good one.
All right. Thanks for having me on, man.
Dan Costa from PCMag.com. If you're listening to us on a station that only carries the show until 10 a.m., you can continue listening or watching live at RoverRadio.com or with any of the Rover Radio apps on your phone, Apple TV, whatever. For everyone else, we'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Schnitzer went to school with hopes of one day directing feature films.
That's not it, man.
Now look at him. He's directing fecal films.
Yes. Yes. I'm salivating. Get all over the board here. Sorry.
Rover's Morning Glory.
The shizzy is coming up in just a moment. What do you have on the way, Doogie?
Despacito, Justin Bieber, and is it Luis Fonsi?
That's right. Yeah.
Are we going to be talking about this any much longer? Because they've been the song of the summer. It's been everywhere. Is that going to be the case still? I'll tell you. Do you think so?
I know so.
I don't think so.
I played this. It's a hit or miss. Some groups absolutely love it, and some can't stand it.
Really?
The one I had last Saturday, people literally jumped out of their seats and ran onto the dance floor. It was nuts.
Is this your closer song?
No.
Or the opening?
No.
What's your closer?
It was, he was DJing a party for Home Depot day laborers. Oh, so I don't know if that had anything to do with it, but
it's a great song, but it might get dethroned.
I hope. Well, it's got to with that Taylor Swift coming out.
That song is I mentioned this the other day, is a total ripoff of that Meghan Trainor Me Too song. It's a complete ripoff. I know they say that it's like I'm Too Sexy.
Yeah, they gave Right Said Fred writing credit on that song because in the middle of it, what's that, Charlie?
No, go ahead.
In the middle of it, it sounds like it. This part.
What you made me do? Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me.
I'm too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy for my shirt.
Really?
Too sexy for my.
Look what you just made.
So they gave apparently someone. They didn't just go, oh, we should give Right Said Fred writing credit on this. They made the song. They wanted to release the song. They probably put it through a million
ears,
computer programs to analyze stuff, databases, and it said, hey, this is a match to Right Said Fred.
It is very similar to that, but it's also really similar to Meghan Trainor, Me Too.
Absolutely.
Here's the Taylor Swift one.
Look what you made me do. What you made me do? Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me. Ooh, look what you made me do.
She's using some sort of fake accent in there that's strange. And then listen to this Meghan Trainor
Taylor
song.
Taylor is?
Oh, it's a weird. She's doing something. And then listen to this Meghan Trainor song, Me Too.
If I was you, I'd wanna be me too. I'd wanna be me too. I'd wanna be me too. If
Total
I
rip-off.
Was you, I'd wanna be me too. I'd wanna be me.
Can you get Right Said Fred, I'm Too Sexy? Can you get that loaded up? Let me hear that.
I walk in like a timepiece. I go straight to VIP. I never pay for my...
Maybe that's why they gave the writing credit to Right Said Fred. It could blunt any attack saying, oh, she ripped off Meghan Trainor. You go, well, if I ripped off Meghan Trainor must have ripped off Right Said Fred.
That was what I believe they did that on purpose. Seriously, it's that similar, to Meghan Trainor.
I don't hear it in this. I hear it more in Meghan.
Wait, you got to get to the hook.
I'm too sexy for my shirt. My shirt's so sexy it hurts. And I am too sexy for Milan.
Now, will you play that Taylor Swift part?
Oh, look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do.
The beat, the cadence is exactly the same. I don't know. I mean, they didn't do that just for goodwill. Because that's a lot of money when you give writing credit to someone.
Well, it's, you're right.
That's a lot of money to them that's coming out of your pocket. So they did that for a reason. What that reason is, they must have, I don't know. Brian in Albuquerque, New Mexico, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Brian.
Rover, yo.
Yo, what's happening?
Hey, when are you guys making a trip out here to Las Vegas?
Let's see. I think we're leaving in about 2 weeks.
Okay, because I'm in Albuquerque, and I figured you guys would possibly stop out here.
What is the path? Charlie and I have been talking about this for a while.
That's a good question. We are taking a southern route.
Okay, we thought you were going to go northern.
No, why would you drive through the mountains like that?
We didn't know.
Route 66, man, right?
That's right.
Southern, okay.
Yeah.
So we are going a southern route. I don't know. How far away is Albuquerque from Las Vegas? That's pretty far, right?
It's about 6 hours.
I think
that's where we had the last leg before you got to Vegas, was Albuquerque.
So let's see.
I want to have a beer with you and Charlie.
Okay.
Albuquerque is about 574 miles from Las Vegas.
So he can't drive.
So I would guess, Brian, that we would probably go... I don't know. We could stop in Albuquerque, or if we're trying to make it in one day from wherever, we might go past Albuquerque about 100 miles, whatever that is, which I'm looking at a map, which is nothing.
You're going to end up on the reservation.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're joining the...
Do a sweat.
The Pocahontas tribe
out there
in New Mexico.
Yeah.
Aren't you worried you might make a wrong left turn at Albuquerque? End up in the wrong place?
What's out there?
Bugs Bunny. Reference.
Breaking Bad.
Okay, I don't get any of that stuff. Breaking Bad or Bugs Bunny.
I don't get the Bugs Bunny one.
Yeah, was last time we watched Bugs Bunny.
Does Daffy Duck always pop up and say I made a wrong turn to Albuquerque?
Thank you, Snitzer.
Good Bugs Bunny fans over here.
Wow.
It's quality entertainment.
Well, anyhow, so I would say, yeah, there really is nothing past there. So.
What about the Grand Canyon? We're going to stop at the Grand Canyon?
You got to do the Grand Canyon.
We got to stop at the Grand Canyon.
We would be in the
area
Navajo Reservation if we go past Albuquerque. Or we could stop in the Zuni Reservation.
You don't want to end up in either.
Oh, we might smoke the peace pipe with them, you know?
Okay. The hills have eyes.
I don't know where we're going to end up. How far away is...
I got to look at the map.
Boy, I don't know. I don't know how they're going to plan this trip out. I'm not really involved in any of this stuff. I just get on the bus and they drive.
Charlie, you did a... Where's that list?
I did a map somewhere and I sent it to you, Rover, but then I think mine was totally off because I didn't know we could only drive 450 miles when I made it. So, I just want to stop at the Grand Canyon.
Have you ever
seen
it?
I want to have a beer with you, man.
Yeah, we'll have a drink.
The Grand Canyon... Here's the problem with the Grand Canyon, at least every time I've driven past there. The Grand Canyon, depending on the route, is not like, oh, here we are on the highway, there's the Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
It seems like it. You just pull over and you get out of your car.
No, it's like, here's the main interstate, and the Grand Canyon is an hour and a half that way.
Totally worth it. It's one of the greatest things we have in the country.
Yeah, I'd like to see that. Yeah.
In the
world. Big hole.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cool.
You should. I agree. You're leaving early.
Well, maybe we'll stop at the Grand Canyon.
Sounds like you're not pumped on the Grand Canyon here.
You've seen it.
No, I haven't. I've flown over it. I've never stopped. Every time I've driven by, I've never stopped at the Grand Canyon because it's always way out of the way.
It's just a little bit out of the way. When we drove to California, we went specifically out of the way just to see it. But it wasn't that far.
Well, by the way, I've had something stuck in my teeth all morning. It's just driving me crazy. I need some floss in this studio. B2 made me a smoothie today because I'm still on that stupid diet that book was. I just started over again. And it was like a 6-week thing or 5-week thing, and I just started over. Today was a smoothie for breakfast, but it's made with strawberries and raspberries. These freaking seeds get in there.
Raspberries aren't worth it anymore. I'm over raspberries.
I like
all
seeds.
It's just not worth it.
Stuck all day.
All day.
I look like, I don't know what I look like, but I was trying to get this out when I was gone. I cannot get it out.
How far is it from here to Nashville? On your first leg, do you go to
Nashville?
Oh, my
God. I don't know. We can worry about this off the air.
I like doing this.
Brian, it'll be about 2 weeks. We will be leaving here roughly 2.5 weeks.
Charlie, find
that. And it's going to take us about 5 days to drive out to Las Vegas from here. And you should be able to follow our progress on the radio. I know at some point, I don't know, it probably won't be ready by then, but at some point we are going to have a tracker in the app that will allow you to see where Rolling Glory 1 is at any given time. Within like a, you know, won't pinpoint it, but it'll tell you the city that it's in, basically, because, yeah, security purposes, I suppose. You don't want to pinpoint
it. I've been listening to you guys since, like, 2009. And I'm probably one of your first followers out here on the West Coast.
Maybe our only, for all I know. Well, Brian, we'd love to stop and have a beer with you, and I will see what we can do. Charlie's itinerary had us stopping in Albuquerque.
I think mine's off. So we start here, then we go to St. Louis, then Dallas, then Albuquerque, then Vegas.
Yeah, right.
I'll go through Dallas.
That sounds like is that really?
Well, we didn't do it. I mean, 450. Is that what it is? Like Nashville, you can't go to Nashville. It's too far. It's past that 450 mark.
St. Louis might be too. I didn't know.
Yeah, we didn't calculate it, but we thought St. Louis would be fun.
Dallas seems like that's way out of the way.
It is. Yeah.
Like, no, it doesn't.
It's dropping down. Yeah, is it going straight across?
Dude, it's further south. Why would I go all the way down to Dallas?
Dallas is cool.
And then back north to go to Las Vegas.
Because you're in a bus and you want to go do fun, cool things. I don't know.
If it's adding a day or two.
No,
it's not.
Skip Dallas.
Yeah.
Just go over right Albuquerque.
It's not on the way. What are you talking about?
You don't know geography.
Well, that's the way we took to California. We went down south. And
like you said, a southern route, remember?
Okay. So
you could do Oklahoma City.
Here we are. I'm looking at a map on RMGTV. Yeah, let me turn on my mouse pointer here. There it is.
So 450?
There we are. I know. This is the most boring. Brian, thank you.
Sorry, Brian.
Can I spend 20 seconds on this? Because this is the most boring
thing. You're
doing
it. I just sent you what I came up with.
Why wouldn't you go all the way down here?
So that you stop somewhere that's fun instead of in the middle of the desert. I don't know.
Yeah, well, but you could just go.
Wouldn't you go
Oklahoma
right
City.
Through here, through Indianapolis, down through St. Louis? Or is that St. Louis right there?
You could hit up Kansas City.
Oklahoma City.
That's what we did. We went through the top of Texas.
You could stop in Denver, too, but you don't want to go through the mountains. But
why don't we just go check out Houston while we're there and see what kind of flooding damage.
Go to Mexico.
Yeah. Dallas isn't Houston.
Why not?
Where's your route? Theater? Where's your route?
I say right there, go to Illinois. Kansas City is, I heard, an awesome town. Catch a football game.
Well, you don't want to go through the mountains. That's why he's saying go low. Go in the middle.
There's no mountain. Oh, yeah.
Denver.
Mountains of Oklahoma.
No, jackass. Oh,
great mountains. Great mountain climbers.
Rocky Oklahoma mountains.
No, Dieter's Kansas City route. You're going to go Kansas City
to
Denver?
No, we're not going
to
Kansas City. Why would you go through Kansas City?
Because Dieter said it. So rip on him.
Arrowhead Stadium.
Oh, that is a nice stadium. It's my
first
football.
Oh, it's one of the loudest ones.
One of my very first football games was that stadium.
Obvious
Dallas
route
is so
right there.
Low.
Yeah, I agree. Oklahoma City.
Yeah, Dallas is
I agree.
Too far down. We'll get to Dallas at some point. Not on this trip, though. I mean, if we take any detours, we're going to be on the road for 8 weeks.
We're already going to be out for 2 weeks. With no tickets to the show.
We're
going to go there and this U-turn and come right back.
Yeah.
Did you get
Do you want to know the other dumb thing? I haven't gotten any texts. The other dumb thing, Sass Keith, I'm telling you, this is...
I love you, Sass Keith.
He goes, I mean, I told iHeart that if I have to pay money to, like, scalp tickets out on the street for you guys to go, I'm like, is this a real conversation that I'm having right now? This cannot be happening. Like, this is a manager at the company I work for trying to tell me that he's going to scalp tickets. I go...
Oh, we like Keith. Is he going?
I don't know.
Does he usually go?
I don't think he's gone for the past few years. I don't think he's going. Unless it's just a checkup. I mean, he probably will to make sure Charlie doesn't.
Charlie will be fine.
Do you have AIDS blood?
Oh, stop it.
That's what he asked an executive when we were in Miami. The head honcho here. Not the CEO, but a guy right below
that. Yeah, not the head honcho.
No. The guy right below the CEO, he asked him if he has AIDS blood coursing through his veins.
Coursing through his veins, I said. That's what I said?
I believe so.
Okay.
Or, you might not have said coursing. I think it was running in your veins.
I did hear a V word when he told the story.
It was veins.
Over.
There were veins. A vein was mentioned. There's no doubt. AIDS blood and his vein.
Can't wait for Vegas.
And there was I could just give you the reaction. The reaction was, why don't you ask me? Do you have, just you pretend you're Charlie and ask me that.
Well, you have.
And I just, in real time, I'm going to do it.
You have AIDS blood in your veins? Huh?
I don't understand what you. She can't. Forget it.
She cannot. Be quiet and let there be silence.
Right.
Charlie,
there's a whole point of that.
Stop.
The whole
Charlie
point of that
silent.
Was that there was. There was an awkward 4 seconds people, of silence, but Robert, there's, you just can't.
Some people don't get my humor sometimes, and I'm sorry for that. And we'll have a fun time in Vegas.
If anyone can understand that, it's Rover, who has the worst sense of humor. Nobody gets your humor, so you're right up there with AIDS bloods.
Mm-hmm.
Veins.
I agree.
Greg in Grand Rapids, Michigan. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Greg.
Yo, Rover.
Hey, what's happening?
I was wondering if you guys were going to make a stop off in Arizona so Mary Elizabeth can drive around for a little bit.
Well, she does not drive. She doesn't have a driver's license. She said that the only place she would drive is in Arizona.
Why there? Did we ever figure that out?
The weather. It's nice weather. She doesn't want to drive in the bad weather that the rest of the country has.
And only Arizona has perfect weather.
That's right. So if she moved to Arizona, she would get her driver's license.
I think she would like that better than getting remarried to Jeffrey, probably.
Well, I should probably get in the car and keep going, I would imagine. Most people would. Thank you, Greg. Troy in San Diego. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Troy.
Hey, Rover. How's it going?
Hey, man.
Long-time listener. Radio stations out here, morning shows pretty much suck. But, hey, I wanted to know what you're going to do about the time change. You know, you're going to be three hours difference. What time are you going to start broadcasting to make it start at 6 o'clock Cincinnati time?
3 a.m.
We will start at 3 a.m. Start live at 3:30 a.m.,
sure.
Actually. And
it's going to be difficult.
Oh, it's going to be a killer. This is the fun we're in for, Dieter.
Well, we got to stay up.
3:30 a.m.
I mean, yeah. Do you remember doing this? To drink and stay up.
You're going to... Yeah, you guys are going to be in Vegas, and you're going to be able to make it all back and plenty of rest for the show.
Well,
it's going to be interesting.
It's a lot of work. Remember doing that?
If I just stay on Eastern time, I don't think it'll be that hard.
It is.
I love Charlie how he thinks he's going to stay on Eastern time.
Why not? I go to sleep.
What time do you go to bed here?
11.
Okay. So you're going to go to bed at 8 p.m.
in Las Vegas.
All these times in Las Vegas. You're going to be in bed at 8. Okay.
Never. Sure. He'll never do that.
No. This is ridiculous. This is the dumbest idea I've ever heard.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I'll be on there. I'll be out there Wednesday.
Take the bus.
No.
I'll make a bet with you. What do you want to bet?
I'm not betting anything. I'm going to be in Vegas. I might stay up all night. Who knows?
Well.
I'm going to attempt to just stay on Eastern time. And then that way.
I don't even have that in your head. That's just that's the dumbest idea you could possibly
have
for tackling this.
I'm going to have to wake up on Eastern time, right?
No.
No? Yeah?
I have
to wake up using basically Eastern time. I'm going to have to wake up. It, on Eastern time, right?
Well, yeah.
Okay, so why not go to sleep on Eastern time, and then you don't have to worry about the time change?
We're telling
because
you.
Because no one's going to go to bed at 8 p.m. in Las Vegas. It just doesn't happen.
Maybe I will, maybe I won't.
Okay, all right. I guess we'll see.
And you've never been to Vegas, right?
No, never.
Yeah, he'll get the early bird buffet.
With me?
I'll just be hanging out with the old people.
Go with me, and then I'll go to bed.
Go to the slots, hanging with the old people.
Penny slots.
Yeah.
Is anyone going to gamble? I want to gamble.
No,
yeah.
No,
okay.
No gambling. No, who's going to gamble?
No, not you.
John,
you don't count. I'll gamble with Dieter.
In Youngstown, Ohio, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, John.
Yo, what's going on, Rover? COY?
Yo, Arbe, what's happening?
Hey, I was kind of curious. Why are you under the impression you can only drive 450 miles a day?
Well, we could drive more, but the way that every single one of these tour bus drivers operate, if they drive more than 450 miles, it's an overdrive. And they go, oh, yeah, if we drive another 25 miles, you have to double our total pay for the day. And
whoa.
I go,
oh, so it's like a contractual obligation then.
It's yeah,
just
it's money
out of Rover's pocket.
Right. If it costs you, I don't know, I'm just taking this out of the thin blue air, $300 a day, let's say, for a tour bus driver. If they drive more than 450 miles, it's $600 a day. I go, get that. Who's going to do that? So I'd rather. And then the argument is, well, you'll get there faster, though, so you won't have to pay for
hotel. I could see both sides of it, because then you have to buy the hotel for him.
Well, if you do all of your overdrive in one day, if you do an extra. But then they get you, they go, oh, it's an overdrive from 450 to 525 or something. I don't remember what it is. And if you go over that, then it's a double overdrive.
Oh, wow.
I think they can, I mean, they can drive as long as they want, up to, I think, 10 hours a day.
Do you wish?
So you could drive a gazillion miles if you could get them in.
But, do you wish you had your license to drive this? Because
oh, God,
then you
no.
could.
I want to be sleeping back there. Are you kidding okay. me? No. Who wants to drive this beast? I want to sleep. And the only reason to have my CDL is just to be able to take it from point A to point B around town if right. it needs service or something like that. What'd you say, John?
I said I was just curious because I have a CDL, and I'm like, that just doesn't make sense. You know, I drive for a living. I'm like, I knew it had to be something.
Well, I think it might be different for truck drivers. You go, I just want to get there as fast as possible, so you'll drive up to whatever the limit is, 10 hours a day or whatever the federal limit is. So you'll go, I'll drive as much as you're the one kind of setting. I don't know what kind of truck driver you are, but if you're kind of a guy that just drives on your own, you're an independent contractor, you want to get there as quickly as possible. So you'll drive 9 hours and 59 minutes. And it doesn't matter how many miles you go, but these guys, yeah, they're hitting you with this overdrive over 450 miles. And, who wants to pay double for that? Who knew that truck drivers could make so much money? I mean, I really had no idea. When I go, oh, we'll just get these, we'll get a bus driver. How much could that cost? Well, little did I know. Some of these guys are making $150,000 a year.
It's good money.
I go, you gotta be kidding me. John, you're not making 150 grand, are you?
I'm not gonna answer that.
Oh my God,
way
John.
More. John. Over 200?
John, no. Oh my God. He has a gold-plated semi-truck, I think.
No, there's no incentive for companies to have autonomous trucks. None at all.
None. John, would you ever do that? If you could make $100,000, would you ever...
Never in a million years would I want to be a truck driver. What an awful life that would be.
I don't think, really, I think you're out on your own. No one
put the radio on.
If I could just blaze weed while I'm out,
no,
man, that'd be sweet.
No,
but no, then it would be an awful, awful experience.
You cramp up after an hour sitting down in a limo.
I seriously do.
You can't ride in a truck for 8 hours.
Can you imagine that? I'd have hemorrhoids in a month. It'd be awful.
And Dom has the worst road rage of anybody in the world. It's just constantly being.
No, he told me that he fixed that.
No, it's gotten a little better.
He decided, his psychiatrist told him. That I remember this clearly because every time I have road rage, I think about Dumb and how Dumb claims he's solved his road rage. And he's not, it's not up to him to tell people how to drive or to be the road cop or, he just minds his own business.
Robert,
that's what a psychologist told
him. It is so funny that you said this because in the commercial break today, Dumb was saying one of the best parts about not being on the show anymore is he has free control to have as much road rage as he wants.
No,
there's no fear of getting yelled at about it or it coming up on the show ever again. He can do whatever he wants on the road.
That doesn't mean I have road rage all the time. That means I literally, if I get upset or angry and want to flick somebody off or something, which I really try not to do because I just try to not even make eye contact or engage people anymore, but I'm still human and get upset about things. Mm-hmm. And now I don't care. Like before it was like, and then I would like pull my finger down just because I didn't want like a listener to go, I saw Dom and he actually pulled off the side of the road and tried to murder me when I just tried to flick somebody off.
Yesterday I went to a shopping center. We went out to dinner real quick last night. We had a little dinner meeting last night, and afterwards, we had to pick something up at the Apple Store. Another iPad, okay. So B2 ran in, but anyway, when we pull into the shopping center, I come to a stop sign, and I have to turn left. On the street that I have to turn on, there's someone coming. All right. A car. So they're like 25 feet away. I can't pull out. You know, you don't pull out in front of a car, right?
Yeah.
The guy behind me honks.
Oh, I hate that. Where are you going to go? What's your hurry? What are you supposed to do?
I go, this dick. I go, did this guy just honk at me? And B2's like, well, it sounded like it came from behind. I go, that guy behind us? So then I park, and, you know, we park about 50 feet away, and the guy parks like two cars. I'm like, I got to see this guy. I hope this guy comes out. I got to say something to this guy. And she got real nervous because I wanted to confront this guy. And she gets out of the car and she goes, oh, the guy just got out of his truck and he's pointing. He wants you to get out. I go, fine, let's do this. Let's do this, you little bitch. Let's go.
Oh, no.
And she's like, I'm kidding. He went the other way. I'm like, oh.
She got you.
Oh. But, oh, that pissed me off.
And wait, did the guy have a stop sign that was coming the other way?
No, no.
Okay, that's key.
No, no, no. He was going. I think he had already stopped at his stop sign, but it's like a long intersection, if that makes sense. He had already stopped. Now he's going, and he has like a 7,500-foot thing that he's going through. It's hard to explain, but I have to wait for the guy. You can't just pull out in front of him. This dick behind me is honking at me, the douchebag.
I've done this move. If you're turning left, there's a car in front of me. We're both turning left. If he doesn't go, I go in front of him. Make a left-hand turn. You understand?
No.
If there's that much of clearance, the car in front of me is going left, and I'm also going left in the left-hand turn lane. If he's taking too long to go, and there's a big enough gap.
Where you can just go right around him to the left?
I go right, left, right in front of him. And the look on their face is like, oh, my God, they've never seen that before.
You make up your own lane?
No, I just go. I just go around the guy and go left because there's so much clearance. Cars will not turn left.
All ladies don't turn left.
Yes.
Like, they just
don't turn left. They need like 300 yards.
And I'm just sitting back there. I'm like, go, lady, go. Come on.
I need 15.
What are you waiting for, Moses to come and part the cars? Yeah.
I don't know if people have so much time. They're about to die. They should be the ones rushing around.
Well, see, I don't want to pull out right in front of anyone, obviously. You know, I try not to, you know, you want to have a comfortable, you know, space to turn left in front of cars that may be coming. But I also don't want to be stuck out in that lane, that left turn lane, because you're a sitting duck out there. You want to get in and out of that lane as fast as possible because lots of stuff can go wrong in intersections, and don't dilly-dally in an intersection, all right?
But also pull up. Some people are afraid to pull up under the stoplight.
Oh, come on. I know. They wait behind. They have a green light, and they wait behind the line.
Right. Get up there.
No, pull forward, you moron. That's allowed. That's legal. Right. Pull forward. Go, go. Get into that
intersection. That's legal, man. That's why that line's there.
No, nonsense. No, it is 100% legal.
I disagree.
If the light's green, you can pull it into the intersection.
No, no, because then you get stuck. You get stuck hanging out there, and you then are running a red light if it changes.
No. I've had
a
cop yell at
me. I pulled my buddy over to high school for this.
I didn't know what he was talking about because if you are stuck in the intersection making a left-hand turn, you can then go.
Yes.
But you're only stuck because you've made the bad decision already to go
past
that line.
No, that's the correct decision.
You stop at the line. What's the matter with you?
Wait, when you turn left, do you stop at the line?
I do. Honest to God.
Dumb. This is the guy. I thought it was all ladies.
No, this is dumb.
No.
It is dumb. You are allowed to go out. That is perfectly legal and allowed. Not only allowed, it is encouraged.
Hey, man, I'm part of the Sea of Blue. I follow the rules of the road, man.
No, the cops know this. It's allowed.
You're supposed to pull into the intersection.
Right.
No, you're not because
you
end up having to run a light in order to do so.
No, you don't wait.
Yes,
yellow.
You do.
It's green, then yellow, then red.
So when it turns yellow and somebody who's coming doesn't yield,
then that's on them.
Then what?
That's them running.
That's the whole purpose of why they don't want you to do it, because you can't control what other drivers are doing. Therefore,
you're absolutely wrong about
this.
The line is there because when the light is red, that's where you stop. That's why there's a line there.
Red.
Right.
Yeah.
Not when it's green.
Yeah.
You guys don't understand yielding. You don't understand. You're such a goddamn hurry to get places. You can't leave 2 minutes earlier. You're too busy getting a protein shake in. You leave early. Get somewhere on time. You don't have to drive like a maniac.
This intersection here is a prime example. The white line is back probably, 15 yards under the street light? So if you're at that white line waiting to turn left, you'd have to pull up another 10 to 15 yards.
Cause an accident.
And then turn left to get into this intersection. This is a perfect example. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Which one?
This like coming into work here when you turn left onto our street.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know what you're
that white
right.
line.
You don't get.
You have to pull up there, Dom, 15 yards to get under the street light.
Stop light.
What light? Street light. Yeah.
Yeah. It's allowed. It's encouraged. I know that there was a state that it was in some weird state where you were supposed to be behind the line, but that's like some backwards ass state.
Did you see in Pennsylvania? I think you can now run red lights as long as you stop. First, right, look around.
Really?
Oh, go. No. Yeah, didn't we do that in the shizzy?
Did we? Okay.
I don't remember know if we ever that.
Did it. This is a couple months ago. And you could turn left on red. You can go straight
on
red.
Oh, I didn't know that.
As long as you stop.
I turned on the show for 10 seconds one day when you guys had that conversation about running red lights. Yeah. Rover, my son, absolutely, my five-year-old, says, I don't like that guy.
Why
I don't
that?
Like Rover. He thinks it's okay to run red lights. That's not safe. 5 seconds doesn't like you.
Let me talk to your son for 5 seconds and tell him everything you've done in your life.
Right. Won't let them leave either. The room. Yesterday I was at the doctor. I had to have them leave the room asking about my extracurriculars. Very uncomfortable. How'd you do this injury? Because they thought I just slipped.
Sean, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Sean.
Hey, Rover. How's it going?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Dom is absolutely wrong on that. I'm a CDL driver. And that is perfectly legal. It's called capturing the intersection.
Thank you.
There's even a name for it,
right.
Capturing the intersection. And what does that mean?
That means you can pull forward on a green light, and if it turns red and you're in the middle of the intersection, you have complete control of that intersection.
It's bullying. It's what it is. It's a couple of bullies bullying their way through.
You can't pull up into it when it's red, Dom.
Like, no, duh. Green. Okay. Of course not.
Or yellow. You can't pull up when it's yellow. But if it turns and you're sitting under there, what are you supposed to do?
Why even pull out if you know
so
that
you
there's
can
a potential?
So you can make the turn.
There are cars coming.
Otherwise, you
wait?
Then have to wait behind that line.
Yeah. Wait
you
your
have
turn.
To pull forward and then turn left.
Valuable
it takes
seconds.
Longer.
Wait. Why
more
is your time
prone?
More special than everybody else's?
No,
you
no, no.
Wait
valuable seconds that are going to cause a T-bone accident because you're
exactly.
You're going to misjudge when
right.
to pull out.
Are you kidding me? You just wait. You don't try to time it. You guys are in such a rush to get out in front of the cars that are coming. You
Bill,
just wait.
You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Bill.
Yo, what's up, guys?
Yo, what's happening?
Hey, I just graduated truck driving school 2 years ago. You come up to a yellow light. You're supposed to slow down, stop behind the white line. The light changes, and you pull up. Once your tires cross that white line, you're now committed to the turn. Does not matter if it turns yellow or red again. You turn when the intersection is clear again.
And it is it is legal and okay. And you go past that line if the light's if it's yellow, you don't enter the intersection at that point. But
right, you're approaching a yellow or red light. You slow down, stop behind the line. That line's there so other trucks can make it measured so they can make the turn. If you're past it. You're the jerk past it. I'll block two red lights. I'll make you back up. I don't care. I'll block the whole intersection. Put my tires right against your bumper. Almost. You should. You're committed to the turn.
You're committed. That's right. And by the way, it's legal to do. You go past that line. No one. Dumb. I don't know what he's. Dumb's going to get in an accident on the way home today, probably because he doesn't know how to drive. No wonder he has so much road rage.
Yeah. He's the one causing it.
Right, he causes it. Everyone's like, F you, F you.
Because
he's an idiot driver.
I'm a courteous driver who doesn't sit and try to squeeze my way in before the next car comes. I wait behind the line.
Courteous
properly.
All the people waiting behind you.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Huh?
So you're telling me the people behind me.
Snits.
The people behind me.
Oh, yeah. They heard me.
They did.
I'm honking at you.
Yeah.
Even Snitz, a quiet guy. Do you think when Snitz honks his horn, just goes...
No, he lays on that.
It's a toot.
Yeah, I replaced the horn with that,
It's about the same. It's like a fart. All right, let me take a break. I guess we never got... I don't know if we were supposed to get to a shizzy or not, but whatever. Who cares? We'll be right back. We'll tell you what's coming up on The Aftermath on RMG+. I believe we have stuff to give away, too. I don't know what it is, but we'll find out right after this. Hang on. That's a sickly horn there.
Rover's Morning Glory.
hotter and faster than an SR-71 on fire?
It's exactly what it looks like.
Yes, that was written by Jeffrey LaRoche.
Believe who you want to believe.
Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
All right, we'll tell you what's coming up on the Aftermath on RMG Plus in just a moment. We will give some stuff away. I have Outlaw Music Festival tickets to give away. Christian, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Christian.
Good morning, Rover.
Yo.
Peter.
Yo.
Hey, Rover, 100% yes. Dumb is right. And this is the only reason. I never agree with Dumb. But this is what happened. My daughter was driving. She was in a left lane. It sometimes is an arrow during busy traffic hours. It wasn't an arrow. She had claimed her lane. She made her turn. A guy ran the red light. They crashed. The police cited them both. And in court, we lost. 100%.
That doesn't even make sense.
Red, it does make sense. As soon as the light, she was underneath the light. But when it turned red, because there was no arrow, when the arrow was turned off is how it was explained to us. When the arrow was turned off, because she made the left in front of him and he ran the red light, they're both considered running the red light.
Boom.
That's not true. First of all, you can't run a red light unless you enter an intersection after the light has turned red.
No. That's
untrue. That's just simply not true. You cannot. How can you run a red light? You cannot. I can enter an intersection when the light is yellow. I can enter an intersection a tenth of a second before the light turns red, and I haven't ran a red light.
Okay, she's sitting underneath the light. The light turns yellow. Car goes through.
She's probably texting on her phone, dicking around.
No. That's it.
Come on.
Wasn't paying attention.
There's more to this.
I'm telling you right now.
100%. We lost this in court. And look, we had people, our insurance was 100% behind us. Their insurance was 100% behind them. In the end, it came down to both people ran the red light. The light had turned. She went because she was already committed. She had claimed her lane.
Well, I just looked up the actual law. There is nothing in the law that says you cannot drive into the intersection making a left-hand turn. In fact, every legal website that I did during this break says that that's for their a reason. They don't tell you expressly what you can do. The law tells you what you cannot do. And there's nothing in the law about driving into the intersection to make a left-hand turn. Therefore, it is 100% legal. They even have people from the highway patrol saying 100% legal. It's
right. 100%. You're right. You can drive in. But as soon as that light turned red, she committed the crime as well as he did by going.
I don't know. Who knows? I think she dilly-dallied and then she got stuck there and then she panicked, Dieter. That's what I think.
You got to go.
And she pulled out right in front of someone.
No, you got to go.
And the guy. The guy ran the red light. The photo captures him running the red light. But she was also running a red light by being in that turning lane. She decided to go because she had to. She was committed. She was in the middle of the lane.
Well, of course. What are you going to do? You can't back up. There are people behind you. It's
100%.
So I don't know. Maybe you had a terrible lawyer or something. But
you're wrong, Rover. Just admit
I'm
it.
I'm not wrong because I'm right. I'm right about this. Rover, look it up.
Rover, look. Yes. It hurt me to agree with Dumb. 100% I'd hurt to agree with Dumb. Okay. But it happened to me. I'm living proof.
Cops see people pull out in the intersection every single day. People listening to us right this second
are in the middle of an intersection right now.
It's turning yellow. It's turning red. Cops would just be writing tickets because they like giving out tickets.
Oh, they love it.
Yes.
Oh, they'd be ticketing nonstop. They'd be at every red light.
Yes.
Do you know how many pictures I took of cops doing it after this happened? It doesn't matter. It's true. If you pull out and you do make the turn and get hit, you will be at fault, same as the other person running the red light.
Here's what I don't understand. Your eyes work. You see the line. You see the cars coming. Why even go up past the line if you notice?
Well, hold on. Let me finish. I don't even need you to finish. It takes longer to make a left-hand turn when you have to pull forward and go left at the same time. instead of just going directly left.
Stay behind the line until the cars that are approaching get there and they're in the blocking area where you can't turn left, and then start pulling out and you can go right behind them and pass by. This is not rocket science, guys.
You're getting a car accident.
All the time, everybody being car accidents.
Christian, by the
because
way,
because
you're too far back. By the time you move forward, then turn, you're gonna get nailed
again.
Yeah, if you're tailgating like you.
Again, I don't know whether your daughter, but I'm telling you, you can enter. A light can be red while I'm in the middle of an intersection. As long as I didn't enter that intersection when the light was red, you're good to go. So if I'm driving down the road, as long as you don't gun it and speed up trying to beat the light. What?
Right. There was none of that. That was the defense. But the bottom line states that both lights turned red, even though she had more of the right-of-way. In the end, they were both at fault. He was at fault. She was at fault.
Well, but how can she run a red light if she's already in the intersection? That's my point. There's got to be more to this story, or your lawyer was, the worst guy in the history of law.
It was the progressives and lawyers. That's how it went down.
I'm just telling you that it's legal to do. I don't know what your daughter did that caused her to get cited for this, but something's more to the story. That's right. Yeah. I'm with Dieter. All right, thank you, Christian. There's read the law. I can read it, dude.
What law? I don't care about the law, but this makes no sense to me. Why every green light you come to in the next minute and a half to 2 minutes, or 5 seconds for that matter, is going to be changing to yellow or red. So at any moment, you could be hung out in that intersection, potentially causing an accident. So why not just wait until
This is the exact reason of why the lights, light turns red, the other way doesn't immediately turn green at the same time. There's a delay in order to clear the intersection.
What do you think that delay is? 1 second?
Oh, it's a couple. I'd probably say, 3 seconds?
I don't know what the delay is, but it's in order to clear the intersection. And you don't wait behind the line to turn left because, as Dieter says,
that means when it changes, you don't get to turn.
No,
you don't get to turn then. If you stop at that green, at that line, waiting to make your left,
you're right. If you stop at that line and then the light turns red, you don't get to turn. That's absolutely correct.
Right. You're trying to jump the system. You're trying to jump the system, man.
If you're in the intersection, you get to turn. It's just, it's a fact.
Because you're more important. You're in a hurry. You're going to potentially cause accidents for no reason.
If you're at a busy intersection, you'll never go if you don't pull out and get under that light.
You go when it turns. You stop at the line. Then it turns red. You're then stuck. As soon as it turns green, you get to creep out because you know you're first, and there's going to be an opening.
You can't creep out. You can't creep out past the white line.
That's what I just said. You get to creep out as soon as the other car is in the clearance area, and you can make the turn. That's not backtrack. Pull the tape. I just said that. When the car is in the clearance,
yes.
I almost swear. Pull the tape.
Cool,
Charlie. Okay, because you can't do work. Do your job.
Okay.
Do your job.
You don't
pull
know how
the
drive.
Tape. You're not here to
drive.
Talk. You're here to pull tape. You're here to pull tape.
Answer the phones.
Sound effects.
Continue this on the aftermath. You can do a whole hour on this.
Well, I think what happened with this girl is she made the turn, and she made the whether she's in the intersection, the light's red, whatever she's doing. She turned in front of someone.
Oh, yeah. Which side did she turn in front of?
She was making a left-hand turn, the
guy
said.
So who hit her?
A guy coming the other way.
He ran the red light.
Yeah, she turned right in front of somebody. That's stupid. You're supposed to wait till everything slows down, then go.
He ran the red light, too, he said.
Yeah,
they both ran the red light.
Hence my whole argument, it's unsafe. Because you can't control what the other drivers are doing.
This, I didn't know the person was not coming. I thought it was from the side she got hit.
No, proven.
Oh. No, of course, she turned right in front of a car.
Rosemore, go ahead. Hold, please.
Hold, please.
I can't believe Dom is such... just doesn't understand. It's really amazing.
Well, this really...
And it
solves years of...
Why does he have the rage?
Issues. Why he has this road rage? Because people are actually raging at him, so... He's just lashing back out. He doesn't realize he's the terrible driver that everyone hates.
I'm always the second punch my whole life. I'm the guy that gets caught throwing the second punch.
Mike, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Then let's wrap it up. Go ahead.
Rover.
Yo.
Rover. over. You're exactly right, my brother. You get over that white line before that light turns red. You did not run a red light. You could be in that intersection when that light is red and make your turn as long as you're over that white line. I have got a ticket from one of the local police departments said I ran a red light, but when they had the picture, my front wheels were over the white line and they dropped it because I didn't run the red light.
There you go. That's it. Thank you.
As long as you're in that intersection, because you could, there's some intersections that don't have the arrows. So you could be stuck making a left-hand turn all freaking day if there's a lot of traffic.
Right.
So as long as you're in that intersection, you can make your left turn.
That's right. Mike's backing me up. I appreciate it. All right. Thank you.
How long do you think it takes to make a left turn?
They were both signing
just to turn left.
You're telling
Listen, he's arguing with people.
Yeah, Dom's having his own show in here.
Let him through.
Just trying to get him to explain his point.
Mike, in Clearwater, Florida, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Rover. Read out the law that says you're allowed to run a red light under any circumstance. Read me that law.
You are not allowed to run a red light.
Exactly.
Who's saying to run a red light? No one's saying that. In order to run a red light, give me the definition of running a red light. Right.
The light is red, you go through the intersection.
Wait, before the... Enter the intersection.
It doesn't matter when you enter it. If the light is red, the light is red.
No, Mike, you're absolutely 100% wrong. It's entering the intersection. If you enter the intersection and the light is yellow, you have not run a red light.
Did you find that in your book? Because if I'm 100% wrong, you're 110% wrong.
So you're telling me that I entered... This is moronic, Mike. Oh, he just hung up.
If you're stuck in the intersection, you're not running a red light. You're in the intersection. You were in there when it was green, and then it turned red, so you're allowed to finish your turn, or you're just going to be sitting there.
Let's just say going straight. Let's just say you're... Take the left-hand turn out of it. If I'm going straight and the light is turning yellow, and I'm not speeding up. You see people do this. They gun it. They try, the light's changing. I'm going to speed up. The speed limit's 45. I'm going to do 60 in order to enter this intersection before the light changes to red. That would be illegal. But if you're going and the speed limit's 45 miles per hour and you enter that intersection and you could be 25 miles per hour, whatever. It doesn't matter what the speed limit is. You enter that intersection and the light's yellow and you could be in the middle of that intersection and the light then turns red. But you entered the intersection, you crossed that line, you entered the intersection as yellow. You have not run a red light.
So nobody ever gets a ticket for going straight. It's yellow. They're going. I'm sorry. I keep biting the same spot. I have this swollen spot in my tongue. I keep biting. If you're going straight, it's green, right? You come up. It turns yellow right as you go through.
Yeah.
Turns red. Then you've now nobody's ever gotten a ticket for running a red light for that ever.
Maybe wrongly, but this is what you have dash cams for. You did not run a red light if you entered. There's a reason it's yellow. You're allowed to enter the intersection when it's yellow. Red means you're not allowed to enter the intersection. Yellow is just, hey, it's about to turn red. There's no law. Otherwise, the law would say you can't enter an intersection when the light's yellow. There's no law that says that. Corey, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Corey.
How you doing, Rover?
Hey, what's happening?
Not too much. I was just calling to clarify with the last caller who said his daughter got cited for running the red light. That's impossible. She would have been cited for failing to yield when turning left because she claimed the intersection. It's totally legal for you to clear the intersection once it's safe to do so and perform your turn. That guy that runs a red light, he commits the traffic infraction by running the red light, but her turning in front of him, she commits the violation because she didn't yield to oncoming traffic as she made her turn through the traffic light.
Now, how do you know this, Corey?
I'm a police officer.
Oh, all right.
Nice.
Now, so you can settle the debate for us once and for all. If I enter an intersection, let's take the left turn out of it. Just different argument. So I've already won that one, Tom. Thank you.
Oh.
If I enter the intersection and the light's yellow. Yes. And I'm just going my normal speed. It's yellow, and maybe it's a wide intersection. What's that?
I will never give you a ticket for that. I have to see when the light turns red. If your tires were behind that stop bar, when the light turns red, I'll give you a ticket for running the red light. If your tires are past that stop bar and it's yellow and then it turns red, you'll never get a ticket.
There you go. Corey, you're my smartest listener of the day and my most loyal. Thank you for your service. You're the best. I appreciate it. All right.
Be safe.
That's right. Be safer. Idiots like them out there on the road are going to
idiots out there trying to keep people safe.
Let's see what's coming up on The Aftermath.
Coming up in The Aftermath.
All right. Charlie, Dumb, and Snitz continuing on The Aftermath on RMG Plus. If you're not a subscriber, sign up now at roverradio.com. You can watch or listen live there on the website or with the Rover Radio app or the Rover Radio Apple TV app. What do you have on the way, Charlie?
We're going to talk about Dumb's misplaced road rage. We'll talk about how to tell a woman she has a smelly vagina, and we'll talk about the trip to Las Vegas. All that and more coming up on The Aftermath.
Thank God Dumb's not driving us to the trip.
It'll be in an accident in the first half hour.
Yeah, we'll be waiting behind every line.
We'd never get T-boned. Might take us a little longer to get there, but we'll get there safe, guys.
So buses, for instance, when they turn left, they're not allowed to enter the intersection to turn left. They have to wait behind that line. How would a bus or a semi ever make a left-hand turn? Ever. You'd never
be
able to.
Stuck at every light, right.
They don't. They just wait. They make all rights until they can finally get to where they need to go.
Real quick.
Yes.
Jeffrey is going to be out Thursday night at Dive Bar in the Warehouse District, 7 to 9 p.m. Thursday night.
Jeffrey going to be?
Jeffrey's going to be out Thursday night, Dive Bar. I want you to go visit him. Right. Thursday night, Dive Bar in the Warehouse District, 7 to 9 p.m. Thursday night.
What is he doing over there?
He does the sponsor the hookup. So you know how we do, Coors does the hookup. Uh-huh. So they do events with him once a month. And we send him out. And this month we're going to Dive Bar. So go say hi to him Thursday night.
All right. And caller 30 right now, 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. You'll get a pair of tickets to Willie Nelson and Blackbird presents out. What does this mean? This is Willie Nelson and Blackbird presents Outlaw Music Festival. What is that? I know Blackbird, I think, is a whiskey or something. But this isn't even Willie Nelson. Win a pair of tickets to Willie Nelson and Blackbird presents Outlaw Music Festival featuring Willie Nelson.
Blackburn or Blackbird?
Blackbird.
Oh, Blackburn is the whiskey.
I think Blackbird is a whiskey, too. I think. I don't know.
Probably not going to send this as an air check, huh?
Yeah, well.
Next, scrap this, Amy.
Well, be a little
bit. No, you're right.
More,
there's
Blackbird Distillery? Who knows? I don't know what the hell this means. But anyhow, it's Willie Nelson, the Avett Brothers, Sheryl Crow, Lucas Nelson, and Promise of the Real and Blackberry Smoke.
Caller 30?
Sure.
Did you do a caller 30? I was on the
yes.
phone.
Right now.
Right now, yes. Okay. Caller 30. This show is Friday, September 15th at Blossom Music Center. The tickets are on sale now at livenation.com.
I just got an email from Tom Pullman. Limited supply of tickets for sale, first come, first serve.
Well, you better get
Should
your
I
credit
buy
card. Get your credit card
for
ready.
For what? Oh, the iHeart.
Rover, I got your credit card. Can I buy tickets to get into our own festival?
Just buy me a plane ticket. I'm leaving the country permanently. All right. Have a great day. The Aftermath starts in about 10 minutes. It's Rover's Morning Glory. Bye.
Bye.
I guess I never told you. I'm I'm so happy that you're mine. Little things I should have said and done, I just never took the time. When you were always on my mind, you were always.
Morning Glory.